Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was talking to my friend Alex Ovechkin the other day. He was complaining about the temperature of the guest rooms at the Kremlin. And I said, you know, I never have that problem because I call Care Heating and Cooling. And he said they don't have Care Heating and Cooling in Russia. He also said all the McDonald's closed. And I said, well, stop invading other countries. You won't have this problem. And then he laughed and laughed, and Putin picked up the extension. Luckily, Care Heating and Cooling exists in America, so call them. And they take cash money, not rubles. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.co.russia. No.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Lots of baseball to digest today. Later in the afternoon, Cincinnati Reds conclude their series at Seattle as they try for back-to-back victories. Brady Singer pitching for the Reds against the Mariners' Emerson Hancock. In the first of a doubleheader in Boston there in the fifth inning, the Red Sox lead Baltimore 6-2. A win would give Boston a franchise record-tying 15th consecutive victory. They're playing a twin bill because of last night's rainout. Cleveland Guardians continue their series at home with Minnesota tonight. Bailey Ober to pitch for the Twins. Slade Ciccone for the Guardians, who are now tied for first place in the AL Central. The White Sox, meanwhile, in the second inning in Minnesota, the Columbus Clippers trail the St. Paul Saints by a score of 4-0. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Summer gives weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen, the official weight loss program of summer. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man. Lovely little morning out there, huh?
Let me tell you something, buddy. Let me tell you something. You know, some people get off on 85 degrees and going to the beach. That's, you know, it's good for you. You know what I get off on?
Yeah.
Walking outside in the morning, 55 degrees, a nice breeze.
And your nipples just get a tiny bit hard.
I went on a nature walk today.
I saw.
I got back to nature.
Am I mistaken, or did I see you, the Common Man,
yeah,
Mike Riccardi, doing a selfie Instagram story video with like a little music behind it, like
something.
Beep bopping and mouthing the lyrics
that
to a
should
song,
tell you
looking all Unabomber on the hiking trail
that
with your headphones,
you
glasses and
what
hoodie.
What type of mood I was in this morning.
I didn't know what
I never do like little selfie videos, but
no.
I'm like, you know what, here I am. I'm enjoying it.
I just did one of those on the golf course on Sunday, and I felt like an idiot, but I hit one of the shots of my life, and I felt like I had to do a little quick, hey, here, look what I did.
Nicole wants to talk to me about this.
About doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can talk to her.
She says I need to do it more often, and I said I don't want to do it ever again.
Well,
I feel dirty just doing it today. I feel like a prostitute.
I feel like if we don't get more heavy into the social media game, the whole world might just pass us by. It's not that like I want to do it, but if the people want to have it, then maybe it's something that we both should do.
I think the people appreciate, if it's too much then, but once in a while, just a little inside look. What are you doing today? What are you doing right now?
I
was frolicking. That's what I was doing.
And I love it. I love it too. You didn't even just take a walk around the neighborhood. You actually got in the car, drove to a spot to then be outside even more.
Yeah, it was five minutes from the house.
But you still made the effort to go out and enjoy the weather and enjoy a little nature walk a little bit. The T-bone just got up in you and bit you. Were you looking at the birdies? Were you whistling at some of the birds out there?
Birds, I see don't a couple of killdeers
there. Huh?
I like the wildflowers, though.
I like a good wildflower. I don't like them how we've decided to put them in our yard, but I like to go and look at them and gaze upon them at a park.
Sort of a messy look in the yard.
Yeah, I think. So we had to, this is, we've talked about this before, right? Like, this is Sarah for me. I got more to talk about Sarah
no,
today,
you
too,
need to,
my
you
crazy
need to back
wife.
Off your wife.
Well, no.
Because you were texting me last night about her.
Can I finish the story, though?
But then I'm going to stick up for your lovely wife.
Well, no, this is something that we were always together on, because we've got like this yard brigade out there that wants to get on their high horse. Oh, we really shouldn't have grass. We really shouldn't have yards anyway. I mean, you're just killing nature. This will be someone who has bought into a subdivision that mows down an entire forest to put up houses because we're an expanding town. Yes, it's not the greatest thing for nature, but look, we're all doing it.
We're
living
beings.
In neighborhoods.
Why
we're
don't
killing,
we all
we're,
just die?
We're displacing animals and insects just by living there. And now I'm supposed to just, like, you know, let the yard grow crazy so the field mice and snakes can just mosey right into my house? No, it's too much. So the trade-off was that, like, we could do, like, little sections where it's landscape. So we have a corner of our yard. You should see it. It's got 7 foot tall wildflowers. It's just been doing its own thing for the last 2 years. So that's like what we have. I think it still looks a little messy for a little Leonel for what I want it to look like back there. But
good pollinating area, though.
But
probably not a lot of bees enjoy it. A
lot of bees, man. But no, I can't lay off. Like, it's not.
No. I'm going to tell you how you lay off. Because look,
you don't even know the half of what's gone on here this past week.
You're right. I don't know the half of it. But the half that you tell me doesn't sound that bad. Because I'm sitting at home last night. You send me a text. Sarah's been stress cleaning and cooking all night long. She's been running that vacuum. She's been in the kitchen doing stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, my wife is also stressed. You know, we got lives to lead, right? She's a business owner. She's a mom. She's married to me. Of course she's stressed.
Yo, that's some stress,
never,
buddy.
Never, while she's stressed, has she ever done anything productive.
This is what we do. And the only thing that is a result of it is guilt. I can't sit back while work is being done. I can't do it. I have to throw my hat in the ring. So you're vacuuming up there. All right. I just naturally like get up off the couch, and it's like the Dyson, because we have the cordless Dyson in the basement, and we have a corded vacuum that's upstairs for hitting like the tougher spots and the carpeted areas. So she's running that
the
thing.
Heavy traffic.
We have a Shark that's corded. So we've got like dueling brands of vacuums. We've got Shark up there.
Yeah, Mark
we
the Shark
Dyson,
up there.
Mark the Shark down there. We got Kevin Dyson downstairs. So I'm grabbing the Dyson. I'm like, I'm like vacuuming the sofa because the dog gets up there. The whole carpet, all that downstairs. I'm doing that. And this went on for like, this went till 8:30 last night. And she was like, you should just sit down and relax. I'm like, I can't.
All right, hold on a second. Teddy?
I can't relax.
Teddy, let's analyze this for a second. All right?
Yeah.
So Sarah says to her husband, you know, you sit down and relax. I'm going to do all the cleaning tonight. I'm going to it's going to make me feel better. I'm stressed out. So I'm going to just clean, de-stress. I'm going to do some cooking. And you just sit down, relax, don't think about a thing. And he texts me and says she's driving me crazy.
It's insanity right there.
Yes, it's insanity.
It's insanity. You make me sound really bad.
You are bad.
When you say it like that, shut up, Teddy. You were not included in this conversation.
How you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
I included him in the conversation.
You want to know what we did? And this was, like, so this was the thing. This was her idea. We had to clean out the big garbage can. This is something people should do, especially when
the
big plastic garbage bin.
Yeah,
that's out that you keep outside, garage or in a little nook or wherever you do. You send it out to the curb on Wednesdays, Tuesdays, whatever it is. So, you know, it was getting filled with flies and all that stuff. It was disgusting, right? And part of the thing we continue to talk about is let's like throw our loose trash away in the kitchen because it's lined. It has a plastic liner in it. But like clockwork, even after we decide and agree, we have a verbal agreement that we'll conduct ourselves this way every single day. There's a loose Starbucks cup with half a cup of latte or coffee that spills out into the can. There's torn open Lunchables where the crumbs and the meat and the crackers spill out into the cans.
Is there not a lid on the can?
There's a lid, but it doesn't matter because it still just gets dirty and filthy that way when the heat packs in. And sometimes she'll just throw like the dog crap bags, and that's the biggest one, right in there. And then the flies really are after that. And then so this was the thing. We did the full clean out of the can, which she did, which was fantastic. It was great. And she even bought a new small can that we're going to put a plastic liner in there. And then
just for poo,
the biodegradable dog crap bags will go in that. And then we're going to put it away. I moved it farther away from where the other cans were because I didn't want the fly still coming around. So I moved it away. What does she do the first two times that she walks Salem and she picks up her crap? She just throws the loose bag of crap right on the bricks, right next to the garbage can. It's just sitting right there. I'm like, honey, why did you just throw the crap on the floor? Yeah. I'm like, you just bought another little garbage can to put these in. Yeah, but you moved it like 10 feet down the wall there. I'm like, yes, so it isn't so close to the other cans that were getting dirty. This was your idea. So that was a little bit of my dismay.
All right, I understand.
Why?
I didn't get that part of the story. Clearly, she's a lunatic and needs to be executed.
And then she took a crap in the downstairs toilet and she didn't flush the toilet.
I hear a lot.
How is that possible?
There's a lot of crap stuff going on in the Timmy household.
She has this whole thing like, I can't believe you leave the toilet seat up when you flush the toilet. Like, well, I need to confirm that the contents have gone down. Because if you close the lid and you give it like a tiny little tap, you got to hold it in for like a good one Mississippi. I go back in there at like 9:30. There is a giant log and yellow bowl full of piss just right in my face. I said, dear God. I went back out there and I said, I think that's it. That's the big one.
You packed up your bag. That's the end of that. Excuse me, sir. Why are you filing for divorce? Didn't flush the toilet. All right. Understandable.
We could have sworn that that was a Jack Hall move, but it wasn't.
She copped to it?
We knew it. We knew it. We had her pegged.
Hey, it's a good clean Wednesday. Please email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Some hirings and firings over at the Worldwide Leader. We'll discuss. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple-minute delay due to an accident blocking the right lane on northbound 71 on the south side between 270 and Frank Road, and watch for a slowdown due to a crash on North High Street at 7th Avenue. This report is sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. Starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hello, Wolfgang here from my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we're in the middle of a super El Nino, and it's causing all kinds of problems in my native Germany with super hot temperatures. When it gets too hot, Wolfgang's undercarriage breaks out into a rash. That's no good for Wolfgang. And then I have to have neighborhood children rub ointment on me in very hard-to-reach places. Make sure your central AC is running in tip-top shape by calling Care Heating and Cooling. If you wait until something actually breaks, you die. Not really, but you die on the inside. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. This accent has taken a crap. Well, you need a company you can trust.
only there was a radio show that constantly talked about Ohio State athletics. Well, good news. It's real, baby. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Ohio sports destination. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We're looking good out there for the rest of the day. Plentiful sunshine, no real mugginess, and high temperatures in the mid-70s. Looks like the coolest afternoon we've had in about a month. For tomorrow, we start off in the mid-50s with a mostly clear sky. Mostly sunny skies into the afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The only show that can bring a dead queen back to life. This is Common Man and Timmy.
We are going to talk about layoffs in just a minute. Shoot, maybe our own. But first,
shoot, one can only hope. One can only hope.
What took you? I just picture I'm going to be smoking a cigarette, just saying, "What took you so long?" Whenever that happens,
whenever bosses would actually have to show up to fire
all
us.
All right, this is one of the only days Fishy's usually here. All right, he had to be sucking on chili dogs outside the Tasty Freeze. Fishy went to a John Mellencamp concert.
Did he get yelled at last night?
What are you talking about?
The concert previous in Cincinnati, he like stopped Jack and Diane and yelled at him for singing the wrong verse out of turn.
What?
John's very temperamental.
Oh, wow.
So you better know. If you're going to sing out loud at a John Mellencamp concert, you better know
the yells
words.
At the fans?
Yes.
For if they do something wrong?
Yes.
That's not where it goes.
Absolutely. Maybe he yelled at Fishy last night.
I've heard Dave Matthews even mix up his own verses in Ants Marching before, and he just laughs it off and just continues on with the song.
Oh, he's high as a kite.
Anyway, I want to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health, because you know we talk about they're good at dealing with ED, erectile dysfunction. That's a dreadful thing to have. They hook up all the guys with the best treatment. Low testosterone, they got you covered. Guess what else they are doing? They are throwing their weight around in the weight loss game right now. There's a big difference, though, between going out and getting a prescription and then having a plan. And now Tri-State is offering telehealth for their medical weight loss programs. They start by taking the time to understand your particular health situations, what your goals are, and they are looking at your long-term success. And then they'll recommend the treatment options. Here's the best thing right now. There is no cost for your initial consultation. So why not call them 800-900-9654 or go to tristatementshealth.com and start taking a look around. Get that plan right there. And also, that initial appointment you're looking to book, you can do that online or by phone in 2 minutes or less. And providers are available 7 days a week. So get on your weight loss journey right now with our friends at Tri-State Men's Health. TriStateMen'sHealth.com.
ESPN with another batch of job cuts. Carl Ravich, after 35 years, 34 33. Years, whatever the hell it is.
That's the biggest one.
Well, they fired,
right?
Oddly,
yeah.
Though, they fired Carl Ravich, but they did not fire his toupee.
That gets to stay?
That gets to stay.
That was good. I like that.
I think he could be one of those guys that has actually the steel bolts in his head.
Don't you commit to it? I mean, someone like
Carl Ravich?
I'm not
getting steel bolts in my head.
Well, not steel bolts, but I'm sure there's some kind of permanent adhesive that... I mean, that's how those work, right? Like, can you... You shower. You're not like removing that. If you're really,
if it's the piece that you want.
No,
you don't wear that when you shower. You got to clean your scalp. You got to do all that.
You do take that off all the
time? I assume you do, unless it's like a hair club for men thing where they actually,
I would think,
glue on like a fake scalp.
Maybe, yeah. I guess I didn't think about that. Yeah, because you still need to be able to clean your head, and if you just, it'd be like wearing
it's
a
like
permanent
mushroom
skull cap
sprouting from under there.
Right. I thought I'd heard of some permanent toupees, though. Like, if you really, if hair regrowth is not an option for you, like Bill Self's got a toupee, got a piece, doesn't he?
Probably.
I thought that was always the rumor about him, and I didn't know if that sucker ever came off or not. Something to look into.
Tri-State Men's Health doing the
getting into the
toupee game.
Toupees.
No.
No.
So Carl Ravich, Tom Pelissero, he worked mostly for NFL Network, but of course that's intertwined with ESPN now. And Ryan Clark, sadly. Ryan Clark.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, he goes away, so he won't have to apologize to someone once a month.
Yeah. And if you read into this, what he said to Peter Schrager, I think carried a little bit of weight, depending on who you read and what reports are, that kind of had some staying power. And it wasn't just an on-air thing that apparently carried over off the air too, which you would have at least hoped that even if you said that on the air and you can have the, all right, I really belittled you and was dismissive of you right there. Like, why would ESPN choose to bring Peter Schrager? And this was before they were the same entity. They sought him out for what Schrager was doing on Good Morning Football and on NFL Network, and they wanted his insight and analysis over to put him on the premier shows.
Right.
Then you think they want Ryan Clark making a comment like that to one of their new top analysts?
That's the thing,
probably,
man.
Probably not. And then you couldn't just say sorry off the air?
ESPN has this whole embrace debate thing. Like it, don't like it, whatever. But there's a fine art to doing that. You can disagree, you can argue, you can even get mad. But when you start to strip away at someone's ability to even have an opinion.
Yeah.
Right? You're not even worthy of saying this.
Yeah.
Why are we talking to you? That's where the line is drawn. The TV people do not like that.
There was one for me, and I know, like, you've gotten that same line before, I'm sure. Like, we all have. For those of us that didn't play high-level Division I football, we didn't play football at Ohio State or basketball, you've likely gotten that a time before, and maybe it really got under your skin or you just blow it off. I would always get a little perturbed at the, well, you're not from here, so you wouldn't know kind of comment. And like, when you're in the midst of doing a show and trying to, you know, get a foothold in a new place, because as you guys might imagine, it's not the easiest thing when you go to a new market in this industry, and a lot of you guys have grown up here and you never left, or you're second or third generation and you have Buckeye football and the culture of Ohio sports just running through your veins. And then the last thing you want to try to do is point that out. Like, when you're new and it's an audience-based industry, you're trying to build the audience.
You're talking about a fellow host pointing that out.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Like Ryan Clark and what he said to Peter Schrager in that case, it would drive me nuts. And a lot of times the people I would have been hosting with, I don't think meant anything by it, but it's like, let's do anything we want.
That is something.
Point that out.
And that is something you say when you have nothing else to say.
Uh-huh.
When you have nothing. And we have it in society, too.
We do.
You could be having a very, I don't know, is there such a thing as a friendly political debate? Probably not. But you can be going back and forth. I disagree, here's why, blah, blah, blah. Eventually, someone in that argument, instead of just saying, all right, good answer,
right,
they will say, that's fake news. What do you mean it's fake news? It happened. Nope, fake. Wrong. There's a photo of it right here. Nope, not real.
Can't we just both say our separate things, and then we move on to the next conversation?
Yes. That's,
can't we just do it that way?
That's how debate's going
to
work.
I have an opinion. All right. That was pretty good. Now let's move on to this thing.
I had a situation. I was probably here about a year, 2 years. And again, for those of you who don't know, I've been here for 24 years now. But first couple years in the job, I'm doing a show with former Buckeye Joe Montgomery. And Joe did not do this often. When he did do it, he was rather green. Broadcasting, I mean. And so I forget what we were talking about. We were getting into something, going back and forth. It was a good, you know, sports debate-y conversation.
Yeah, the stuff that we hate.
Yeah, we don't do it now. But
right.
Some people like it. But we're going back and forth, and he sort of smirks at me because he's got nowhere else to go. And he ends with, well, you didn't play, you don't know. And I got so mad in that moment. Now, normally what I would do is turn the microphones off and tell him, please don't do that again. You know, and whoever it is would say, like, oh, you're right. I'm sorry, sorry, sorry. But I did this on the air where I said, Joe, you ever had a bad meal in a restaurant?
Yeah.
He said, yeah. I said, who are you to judge? You a chef? You go to culinary school? Did you cook that meal? Could you cook it? How do you know it's bad? Because it tastes bad. I understand. But how do you know it's bad? Maybe it's supposed to taste bad. Maybe you don't have a refined palate. Maybe if you went to culinary school, maybe if you were a chef, you would understand what the chef was trying to do. You see, you can watch a bad movie and say that's a bad movie. Now, maybe you don't know how to make a better movie. Maybe you're not a filmmaker yourself, but you can sit back and say, man, that movie really sucked.
Isn't that what people do with our show and with our content?
That is what people do.
Right.
We are having this conversation. You don't have to be a chef to know if the food sucks. You don't have to be Steven Spielberg to know that the movie sucks.
Here's what we could do. And I think, you know, like we do this and we hope, we only can hope. And again, if you don't, that's fine too. But we hope you understand that we put a little bit of work into this before we come to the show.
We do.
And then turn on these microphones. I know.
Teddy
I know.
Does.
It's hard. It's hard to believe. The same way, like, we can appreciate all the work that goes into formulating a game plan and how to coach a team and how, as a player, like, you've got to go through film study and then do the job, be in the right spot, know what you're doing.
Yeah,
and then
there's a lot of preparation.
And then execute. Same thing for a chef. Same thing for a director.
If the end
talking
result
films
is
and TV.
Bad.
But yeah, then we can be critiqued.
You know
we can
how
be critics.
Long it took me to shoot this scene? Yeah, but I can see the boom mic in the shot.
Why didn't you just edit out
right.
a little
I mean,
bit farther?
You lost the boom mic. It's right there.
It's hitting Brad Pitt in the forehead.
All right, leather jacket time with Nicole Sheeran coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to run into slowdown due to a crash on North High Street near 7th Avenue. And we also have an accident that's causing some delay on Fisher Road at North Wilson Road. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere Construction Equipment Rentals from Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need smart grade, Topcon, Trimble, or attachments? Their rental fleet is always work ready. Learn more at murphytractor.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
It's hot outside. Well, if we scheduled to run this at the appropriate time of year, it's hot outside. But you shouldn't have to suffer inside your home. It's where you live, damn it. Your kids. Think about your kids. Maybe you don't have kids. Think about a random kid then. Scratch that. Don't do that. Instead, think about everyone sweating outside. But you're inside napping because you had Care Heating and Cooling come out and give your system the once-over. If there's a problem, they fix it quick and efficiently. What a concept. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
What up, bitches? It's leather jacket time with 10TV's Nicole Sheeran.
Sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub. Home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
She is the star of the 10TV Sports Department. And between her and Adam King, she shockingly touches me less than Adam King touches me. It's Nicole Sheeran.
Wow.
You touch me a lot.
I did give you a hug this morning.
I know you did.
Timmy was jealous.
She touches you a lot.
I don't.
Details.
No. I love giving hugs.
She's
I'm
a hugger.
Like,
okay. She's a toucher.
I see you do like the back of the chair hug type of thing.
Well, he didn't want to get up today. He was lazy today.
Yeah.
Normally it's a normal person hug, but I went for the weird
hug
over the back.
I was sitting. I was comfortable. That's lucky. I gave you even a glance. Hey, you were making fun of me all afternoon.
Yeah, okay.
Because of my Instagram story of me just enjoying the weather.
I have a bone to pick with Mikey. Did you see his fire content?
I did.
Okay.
FYRE.
FYRE, yeah. For the people who did not see Mikey's Instagram story, he was frolicking in the woods on a walk, and he has music playing, and he's just basically going, oh my God, the weather's amazing. It's 55 and I'm loving my life on my stroll before I head into work.
I didn't say all that.
I know, but that's the energy you're giving
What's
in the
wrong?
Video.
It was a little Instagram story.
Loved it. I literally was sitting at the Woody waiting to do interviews this morning, and I saw it come up on my feed that Mike had a story, and I said, this has got to be good. So I clicked it.
It's usually
it.
Just a picture of some plate
exactly.
of food.
And he had the music
linked. It's not even your
linked.
Own photo.
I felt like a proud mom because I feel like I...
I feel like I always have to teach my mom how to link music to a story and all that kind of stuff, but you're trendy, Mike. I said next up for Mike, I want him to actually talk into the camera. Like, hey guys, I'm out here in the woods. I'm on my morning stroll and oh my gosh, the weather. Beautiful.
I feel like
I need that next.
I have to kill myself if I did that.
I need that next. If you want to be a hashtag influencer.
I don't want to be a hashtag influencer. I just wanted to give people a peek of my
you
walk.
You were acting like you wanted to get into that world, Mikey.
I don't. Although tomorrow morning I will be taking another walk.
And will you be taking another video?
No, now I'm not. I'm never taking a video again.
No, Mike, please.
No, you have to.
It was so good.
We've got to jump into the pool.
Yes, welcome to the world, baby.
We've got to get in there.
I'm not. Like, Nicole can jump in.
I've already,
like,
I'm in. I'm in the pool.
You need, 10 TV girls can jump in because they have something to offer. They're good-looking girls.
Mikey, I wish, you know, for people, seriously, go and watch it right now.
See,
is it still there?
See,
here's
the problem. I look at, like, I'm looking at my Instagram right now, and we have...
Full of smut?
No. I'm not looking at that. I'm just looking at what I have posted, all right? I've posted only 353 posts ever. That's it. I feel like that's not a lot for as long as I've had the Instagram account.
353 posts? I have like 20.
That's it? Jesus,
also,
you,
no,
may as well
you
not
have 33 posts, 3,298 followers, and you're only following 267. You're one of those.
I'm following 339.
I think 267's a lot.
This is the song he paired.
Are you really doing that? Are you really playing
I like
that
it.
On
we're
the gonna, open
we're gonna
microphone?
Get, you know what? We're going to get popped by Spotify for that.
Okay. No, but seriously, Mike, I'm not kidding you. I really think this is your moment to tap into this world.
You know, you sound like my mother-in-law, where my mother-in-law will take, if I was in like the Dispatch, right?
Okay.
She will clip out my name and say, look,
okay,
you're in
I'm
the
not,
paper.
No.
And I'm like, you know, I'm on the radio every damn day of my life.
Will you please?
So I give you one Instagram story of walking, and that's
it
my moment.
It wasn't just walking, Mike.
That's my, I'm here every day with the wisecracks and the yuckity yucks.
No,
Timmy.
No, it's not. It's
Timmy,
it's
let
different.
Me ask you
this
something.
Is a different audience, man. This
it's
is
not a different audience.
It is.
I also
different
loved like, the weird face
folks.
You made at the end where you like stuck your tongue out and was like, mwah. Yeah. What was that?
I don't know. I felt stupid doing it. So I gave you a
well,
stupid face.
Yeah, it looked a little odd, but I liked it. It was great. Timmy, don't you want him to talk into the camera tomorrow when he goes on his walk?
I mean, sure. Sure, it'd be great.
Okay, that's not, you're not selling
Why
it whatsoever.
I just
I think,
prostitute
you know what?
Myself.
This week is all about trying new things. Mike, you did your Instagram story, which I loved. I went to a movie by myself for the first time last night. So what have you done this week, Timmy?
I used to love that.
I did a golf post. You didn't say anything about what? It.
I missed it. Clearly
that's not
my algorithm.
You do
yeah,
that.
You do that all
no,
the time.
No, I have not.
You're like
I
a wannabe golf influencer.
I just looked back. I've never done that. I did a walk and talk and
Wait,
a description of a 290-yard drive where I drove it to 10 feet on a par 4.
It's
like the shot
that.
Of my life, and I gave a full breakdown of it.
And
I've
you
never
the
done
putt
that before,
too, though.
And
missed
I even showed,
putt.
I even showed the eagle.
I just
putt,
saw it. Yeah,
and
that was
I left it.
Oh.
Shut up, Teddy. It was an unbelievable
Teddy,
shot.
Teddy, are you
I
active?
Par four.
Are you active on the Instagram stories?
I am not active. I have the Instagram, but I was just got on there so
no,
I could see
Nicole,
Common Man's story and Timmy's.
And
story.
It's electric.
This was not a story. This was a full-on reel. It was a post.
Oh, so Mike, that's
like
your next.
It was like a minute long.
An actual post that lives there forever.
You do need to do. You no, do need to do something. You got to. You got to give the people. You got to give the people something.
I give them something every single day.
Can I be so your?
I'm an open book here.
I have an actual
we're all
question.
Doing 3 hours every
Can
day.
Can I be your social media coordinator? Where I basically post for you?
No, that's disingenuous. Don't say that.
No.
Don't do that.
No,
you can't
like,
argue for one thing and then offer that,
that
service.
Like, he sends me the content, but I help him kind of get it. Like,
no.
It's like how my mom is.
No.
She doesn't know how to do all that stuff on
he
Instagram.
He knows how to do it. He's not an idiot, all right?
Oh, I don't know about all that.
He's got it. He figured out how to get his Instagram account. He linked it with Facebook, with Meta. He's smart. He knows how to do all that
okay,
stuff.
Okay, I'm really looking forward to your walk tomorrow morning. I'll be tuning in. Will you live stream it?
No.
Okay.
I'm never doing this again.
What time are you going on your walk?
Well, he might not if the weather spikes.
9 a.m.?
Where are you going to be?
Where exactly will you be walking?
Glacier.
Glacier Ridge?
Do they have, on this trail,
no
on this trail that you used, do they have a lot of like nooks and empty spaces for the...
Oh.
for the weirdos, for the raunchy woods sex to go on? Like, is there enough space for that to happen? Like at Prairie Oaks, where me and Sarah go, like that's our little close to the house Metro Park. There's lots of good.
I wasn't in a Metro Park. It was just a little neighborhood that you walk around.
A neighborhood that looks like you're in Yosemite.
It's nice.
It is nice.
So,
we pay a lot of taxes out there in Dublin. We should have these walking paths.
No, you know what I loved about what
Mike said? Answer the question.
Was there enough space for illicit zesty sex?
Zesty.
It doesn't have to be zesty.
Yes, there
it can
is.
Be just raucous.
You know what was my favorite that Mike said? Mike said that when he took the video, he was just really being mindful of anyone else around him so that they didn't see him making a fool of himself.
I didn't want anybody else to be around.
Like when I'm filming vertical videos for 10TV, I hate when people are watching me do it. Hey guys, I'm here at the Clippers game. I look stupid.
Are you impersonating yourself now?
She did. Yeah. You know what I think?
That's sad.
You know what I think is sad and pathetic, Nicole? When you, when you slyly scurry into our studio after hours so you can get like a red background.
I did that the other night.
Hey guys, let's break down Bruce Thornton and what he just did. I'm like, this is so sad. Did they make you do
this? Yes, we have to do two a day. I'm not kidding.
It has to be natural.
Also,
it was too much of a can thing. I'm like, I know what she's doing. She went into our studio so you could see the block behind her.
No.
Let's talk Buckeyes, guys.
You want to know why I came in here? Because our director, Nate, was in there and he was playing basketball and I didn't want him listening to me doing a vertical video. But then I came in here and I apologize if I did something weird with the sound system because it was so loud in here. I was trying to turn the volume down. I was clicking some buttons.
You're not supposed to touch the buttons.
I'm sorry. I clicked buttons in here.
You don't know what you're doing.
But I hope you reposted my video. That's how we get tracked.
If it's about sports, I'm not posting it.
I gave it
I want an inside look at Nikoko's life.
I do that all the time. Follow me on Instagram.
I do follow you on Instagram.
Well, clearly you're not an avid follower. I literally do that all the time.
No, I don't see enough.
I posted my popcorn with M&Ms last night.
I did see that. What movie did you see?
The Odyssey. It was so good.
Oh, let me tell you something about The Odyssey.
So
my God,
good.
It's the new Game of Thrones. I had a doctor's appointment the other day. My doctor took 15 minutes out of the appointment to tell me how good The Odyssey was and that I have to see it. And you know what? It may be terrific. It looks actually right up my alley. Looks very good. Everybody telling me I have to see now is really pissing me off.
Are you sure your doctor just didn't want to keep you in that room longer because he just really likes you and like wants to chat with you more?
It's a she.
Oh, okay.
And
even more of a reason. There you go. Okay.
No, I don't know. What do you mean by that?
Well, what do you mean by that? What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Disgusting.
I'm disgusting.
Well, The Odyssey.
Says the two guys.
The Odyssey is directed by Chris Nolan. He might be one of the great directors of our
time. Go see the movie, guys. Seriously. We could all go together.
You'd see it again?
Team outing. Yeah, I would. It's really long, though. It's like 3 hours.
Team outings with you, though, go till 5 in the morning and
that is true.
Get, you know, Taco Bell.
How was your,
diarrhea?
Slutty party on Saturday night that I wasn't invited to.
You were invited. I don't think you want to be at a party with a bunch of 25-year-olds.
No, we weren't invited.
We're going to take a break. Can you stick around for another segment?
Yeah.
Or are you really busy preparing a newscast that no one's going to watch?
I'm very busy
Jeez,
today.
Mike.
Wow, Mike, should I just quit?
I don't know who to side with here. Is she on your side that you make a comment like that?
No, you're never on his side. That's really, really
rude. Someone's going to watch accidentally.
We'll be right back.
maybe you're at the Quickie Lube place. They got it on at the lobby.
The Quickie Lube.
Listen, my mom and dad are watching, and that's all that matters, okay?
All right.
That's great.
We're going to talk about the party and the debauchery coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident blocking the left lane, causing a 5-minute holdup on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between I-70 and 33. And there's a small delay on westbound 670 from 71 to 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save up to $30 on auto repair with their AAA Triple Play. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer valid through July 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. It's warm out. You know what that means. Barbecues and swinger gatherings with the neighbors. Look, if you're going to let people in your house and let them use your waterbed, the least you can do is make sure the temperature is comfortable. That's where my friends at CARE come in. They sit in the cuck chair and make sure that AC is working in tip-top shape. They won't rest until your home is just right from a climate perspective. They can't do anything about the stained carpet or blood splatter on the walls. CARE Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Nice.
Ben Stiller just landed, and this is what I told him last night.
Wait, whoa. And I told him last night.
Yeah.
Rothman and Ice, weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh no, I get a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. Nicole Sharon from 10TV is still here because, you know, I don't know why we just have one segment with you.
I know, this happens every week basically.
And now she's amazed that people are following her on Instagram. Yes, because you're on a show that people listen to.
I know.
Yeah, it's happening right now. It was happening right now in the break, right?
Everybody should follow Nicole Sharon on Instagram. As a matter of fact, follow the whole 10TV gang.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's that easy, huh?
You got Weather Girl Lily, who likes 90s music and hates peanut butter and chocolate together.
That's crazy, by the way. Crazy take.
Of course it is.
You got Ava. I don't know what she likes.
I actually
taking photos of herself.
She does love music. She's really good at music trivia.
I actually bought Anthony Thomas Buckeyes this weekend because of Lily's disdain for peanut butter and chocolate.
Good.
Wow.
I was drawn back to them.
Good.
It did nothing. There was nothing about what she said where I'd be like, yeah, you know, I think I could agree with that. No, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I got a bone to pick. Before we get to the debauchery from the party, bone to pick with whoever's in charge of the weather over there.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Because Timmy and I both ran into Weather Lily over there.
Okay.
So what are you doing?
I'm doing Weather Impact.
Why? Wait. Why?
I do it for everyone, Timmy. Okay. Stop it.
All right.
All right? It's a way for the listeners to determine who's speaking and who's who. All right? You should know better. It's called Theater of the Mind. Try it. So,
I do try it.
We're back there. Shut up. We're going to have real theater in a second when I kill you.
You guys are just having a moment. I think you need to hash this out.
Please jam the knife in me.
What are you doing, Lily?
I'm taping Weather Impact.
There's a Weather Impact. It's nice out. Beautiful. It's 72 degrees. Sunny. It's beautiful. I didn't realize now because Weather Impact used to be bad.
Yes.
Right? Like, oh my God.
Whoa.
Storms, tornadoes, Weather Impact. Aliens invading. Let's go live to the studio. Oh my God. But now Weather Impact just means everything all the time.
Yeah, they have a Weather Impact show.
But there's nothing going on. What's the show?
It should just be the weather show.
Right, it's just Lily standing up there saying, it's beautiful.
I don't know why you're yelling at me, because that's why I'm on the sports team. I don't know what happens with the weather
team. But you know what we're talking about, right?
But like,
it was Weather Impact.
It's like, bad stuff's happening.
Well, we have Impact Alert days. If the alert, an Impact Alert.
Impact Alert.
Alert.
Oh, so Weather Impact is fine, but if it's an Impact Alert...
If you are looking at our seven-day, that's right.
That's good.
Yeah.
We didn't play that one yesterday.
We didn't.
You're looking at the 7-day and there's red over like Monday or Tuesday, that means it's an impact alert day, which means that's bad.
But
red,
just the,
means
red means bad.
Bad. Red means bad.
But I thought, you know, I thought the whole idea of it was it impacts your life. Like just a good day doesn't really impact us a lot.
It could in a good way.
Well,
it did today with me.
Yeah.
I was frolicking.
Yeah, Mike All was right. like a new man today.
All right, so you had a big party on Saturday night that you know,
I invited me to the fact. Stop it.
After Zenobia stopped me and said, see you at the party. What party? Tim, Zenobia doesn't really sound like that.
Shut up.
Can you impersonate
you did not start
her?
You did not start doing this for any woman until like just a couple
what are
weeks
you
ago.
No, he's been doing this for as long as I've known him.
This was always reserved for Kristen.
No, it's not.
I do it for
every woman. All right, it's just a way for people to determine.
Yeah,
who's
you've done
who.
That for as long as I've known you.
So how was the party? I assume pretty good because I got a picture of you eating Taco Bell at 4 o'clock in the morning.
That means we're true friends, by the way. If you get a selfie of me stuffing my face with a chicken quesadilla, that means we're true friends.
Now, you also told me, and I did not get the scoop on this, that you didn't go home alone.
Okay, don't make it sound like that, Mike. I was with friends. There were five other people at my apartment. I didn't take anyone home and do any of that stuff.
Orgy sort of thing.
No, Mike, it was not. We were all in separate rooms.
Separate rooms? What type of apartment do you have?
You have a five-bedroom penthouse?
We've gone over this before. I have a two-bedroom apartment, and there's a couch in the living room. Okay?
Must be nice.
So you got to bed?
Yeah, at 5 a.m. It was very early. Late. You know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
I was very tired, and I never want to do that again.
So there were four other people.
Now, mind you, it was a very wholesome 5 a.m. We were all being friends, chatting with each other, sure. Eating Taco Bell.
Wait, there's...
You guys are ridiculous.
There's five people there, right? You and four friends.
There's only two bedrooms.
There's only two other spots to sleep.
They did not all sleep there. Only three people slept there.
Only three people slept there.
Three people for two other spots.
One in one room, one on my room, one on the couch.
So someone did sleep in your room.
No, as in me, in my room, by myself.
I didn't think you were including yourself in the three people.
You're not telling me what actually went on. I talked to somebody else.
Who's that?
Who was there.
Who is
that? I talked to somebody else who was there.
And
they gave me the lowdown.
Okay.
Here is a voice memo from that person.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Did anyone in your apartment get AIDS as a result of Saturday night?
You know, I can't say for sure, but no, that did not happen. You know what did happen, though? Adam King stole my blender from my apartment. I come to work on Sunday.
Was Adam one of the ones that stayed over?
No. He didn't do anything. He literally just popped by and said hi.
He popped by and stole your blender and then went home?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yep.
But not
really. Who doesn't notice a man walking out with a blender, too?
I don't know.
I mean, how often do you look at a man's blender?
When you host something at your place, you risk a lot. You risk having to be on your hands and knees scrubbing the floor the next day.
Oh, you were on your hands and knees. All right.
There it is.
Don't set me up like that if you don't want me to hit it.
There it is. Okay.
Thank you, Nicole.
Nicole, good job.
You going to be on the TV tonight?
You ask this every time.
Well, it's almost like I'm doing a tease for people to watch
your
pathetic
newscast.
But you just
said nobody watches, so why would I even
have... Well, I'm trying to get someone to watch it. This is called a plug.
Yes, I am going to be on the television, considering that is my job. Say the times, Mike.
Which newscasts are you going to be on?
Say the times. You know it.
5, 4, 5, 7,
6, and 11.
You're going to be on all those?
4, 5, 6, 11?
I told you it's a busy day. I actually, what is it? It's almost 4. I got to be on. I got to be on soon.
Okay, get the hell out of here.
I got to go. Bye, guys.
Bye, Nicole.
See ya.
The Heat are more than ready for LeBron. And let's do some good, clean emails coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to 11th Avenue. And there's a crash causing some delay on North High Street near 7th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Coda. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. Just tap your phone or card to hop on and show up refreshed while others sweat it out in traffic. Plan your ride at Coda.com. That's COTA.com. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
It's hot outside. Well, if we scheduled to run this at the appropriate time of year, it's hot outside. But you shouldn't have to suffer inside your home. It's where you live, damn it. Your kids. Think about your kids. Maybe you don't have kids. Think about a random kid then. Scratch that. Don't do that. Instead, think about everyone sweating outside. But you're inside napping because you had Care Heating and Cooling come out and give your system the once-over. If there's a problem, they fix it quick and efficiently. What a concept. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. The Boston Red Sox have tied a franchise record with a 15th straight victory today, beating Baltimore 6-3 in the first of a doubleheader. They've got the nighttime game that could set the franchise record. Meanwhile, in Seattle, second inning, Cincinnati Reds and Seattle Mariners are scoreless. Reds trying to wrap up a second straight win and a series victory. Cleveland Guardians, who find themselves now tied for first place in the American League Central once again, will continue their series at home with the Minnesota Twins tonight. Bailey Ober pitching for the Twins. Slade Ciccone for the Guardians, and so far a rough day for the Columbus Clippers. In the fifth, they trail at St. Paul 7-0. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Summer gives your weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss program of summer. Breaking sports news. When it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Common Man is one soiled bed sheet away from being Jeff Remmer's legal guardian. This is Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Comer and Cross. What do? They do concrete coating. But that, how does that apply to you? In all likelihood, garage floor, okay? I mean, maybe they'll do your basement if you want to, but I'm here selling you the garage floor. They will.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
They'll do it all.
You can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples. Can you milk me?
I'd give it a shot.
One quick call to Comer and Cross Floor Coatings. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR is the number, and they can install a gleaming new floor in one day. Garage floor in one day, and it's the gold standard. It's like pulling into a new car showroom every single night. I'm guaranteeing it, that floor is never going to chip, crack, or show tire lift like epoxy or paint. True story. 50% of their business at Comer and Cross, they come in and fix other companies' crappy jobs. Dead serious. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm agreeing with you. It's a beautiful product.
And they're all certified. No subcontractors ever at Comer and Cross. And you know what? Because I said it right now, Teddy, take 50% off installation.
Dear God.
They said I could do it like once a week, so I'm doing it now. 50% off installation. If you mention that, mention this ad. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR or comercross.com. comercross.com. Man,
imagine how lucky you'd be to get that deal.
The Miami Heat posted a link to a scheduled live stream on their YouTube channel titled LeBron James Introductory Press Conference, followed by the date, July 27th. And then people picked up on that and said, "What? Well, huh? Has he made his decision? I mean, they got a link to the press conference?" But then the team quickly took it down and said they were just prepping in case.
Just in case.
Just in case.
In case he did say that he's going to sign back with the Miami Heat.
Yes.
Do we have any more details as to, like, where he's going to do this? Is this actually going to be
in Jim Gray's ass?
Is this actually going to be on July 27th, or is that totally...
No, he hasn't announced anything.
Nothing has been announced, because it would be cool if he would go back to the same Boys and Girls Club and then once again say that he's going to the Miami Heat and not the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Man, wouldn't that be the ultimate
move? Wow. Wow. What a deal that would be for LeBron. He'd just be ingratiated to the Cleveland fans forever if he did that.
Maybe he goes to like an elementary school in Akron, right?
Yeah.
And they have an assembly for him.
School children,
right?
Everywhere.
They're all there. And he's reading a story time. And all the kids are encouraged to show up wearing LeBron stuff. Okay? Mm-hmm. Cavs.
Cavs.
LeBron stuff,
sixes.
Right?
Yeah.
And then he's reading a story.
23s.
You know? And then at the end of the story, he whips out a Miami Heat cap. What's the matter with you?
What are you talking about?
It's a
about?
Room full of children.
I didn't say anything.
Your look said smut.
Well, you're disgusting with your word choices.
He whips out a Miami Heat cap and laughs at all the kids are crying.
Oh, Mommy, Daddy. And he loves every minute
of
it.
He laughs and laughs.
And then he takes away all of his funding for local schools in Akron for the rest of his life. Oh, why am I going to donate around here? I don't ever want to live here ever again.
We had a leak today, so...
Another leak? What are you talking about, a leak? Now another leak.
Well, here's another leak. and this leak is legit, there was a photo of the new Ohio State football uniform, and it has a sponsor patch on it. This has not been officially announced, it's a Chase sponsor patch on it. Now, Chase has blue in their logo, but this does not contain blue. It's just white. I will say this, though. I don't like the way that they did this. The jersey looks too crowded now. You got the Nike swoosh on one side. You got the Big Ten logo on the other side. Also, right above the Big Ten logo, you have the Chase logo. But those two things are not centered up.
I'm with you.
I don't know why the Big Ten logo and the Chase logo are not at least symmetrical with each other.
Look, this is just a mock-up. I'm sure that it's not really going to look like this, even though it does look like it's an official game day type of scarlet jersey. But they probably just threw it up there just to get a look, just so they could have the appearance of it on an actual jersey and then some centering. Certainly, maybe with us talking about that aspect of it now and people pointing that out, that will make it right. Because I know, like, if you think about all the crap, and I'm a proponent of this because it's been done in other sports, and we're not talking about going the full Monty to what European soccer does. Well, even MLS, we've got the sponsor is the predominant thing.
Not yet.
Right.
I don't discount anything.
Well, I guess with football, the numerals have to be a certain size. So you don't see that. I mean, they don't even have numbers on the front of soccer jerseys at all.
I was going to say, maybe they make it like a license plate now. You only have to have one on the back. Don't need it on the front.
Squeeze ass on the back. Ass man on the front.
Put your number on the back.
Yeah.
Sponsorship goes in the front.
Where it's just, I guess, is it redundant? Do they look at it that way? And they say, well, there's no numerals on the front of soccer jerseys, so why do we do it?
You're going to know who it is.
It's just what we've always been used to. But you think about, you got the Big Ten logo, you got the Nike swoosh. If we're playing a bowl game, maybe we got a giant bowl game logo or a college football playoff logo. We might have an American flag on there. And then we got our team sponsorship. It's just a lot of crap all up there.
It's look like the top minor league baseball outfield wall.
You're going to look like Sam Burns on the golf course. You know how many logos he's got? He's got you got to love the golf sponsorships too, because it's basically just like what you would find in an office. You've got like ADP. You've got, those are the ones that like handle your paychecks across the country, right? You've got, Pac Life or some insurance company. You've got MasterCard, what you're buying your stuff with. He's got sponsorship things on his collar, on both chests, on both sleeves. It's all over the place.
What was the insurance company that you said?
Wales.
Pac Life. We're going to get popped for this, too?
Yeah, we could.
Spotify going to yank this off, too? Teddy, we got popped yesterday. Did you see that?
Copyrighted.
And we got popped for Paradise City again.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay, here was the joke about that.
I'm not changing that bump music. I've been using that bump music forever.
You can't. But here was the joke about it, because we got here on Monday. You guys gave me crap because it was going to be a good full week of shows. Here we are on a Monday, and I'm taking Friday off. Okay. So I made a comment about how we got through an entire week of shows without getting popped by Spotify. We didn't play one piece of copyrighted music. And then you said, well, we're going to change that right now. I don't even remember what you hit, but you played Creed, I think. And then you sang some Creed, and we didn't get popped for Creed.
No.
We got popped for Paradise City in the back page segment. I don't know. I have no idea what to do.
Pac Life music is copyrighted.
It is. It's got to be. The Pac Life commercial. They've ran that thing 17 million times on golf tournaments throughout the last decade.
Good news, Timmy. I talked about guys getting fired from ESPN, but Tim Tebow has gotten himself a new multi-year deal with ESPN. Does a lot of work with the SEC network. So,
any numbers on that one? No.
Yes.
What do you think about? A lot of people are pointing at Pat McAfee as being responsible for a lot of these layoffs. I mean, I guess in a roundabout way, if you want to say that, yeah. I mean, ESPN's budgeting who they want to pay. So you could make a case, I suppose, but I don't think that's anything that he or his team should have to feel bad about. They have become an asset to the company with what they have done. and they are choosing to funnel a lot of money over into that bucket.
Yeah, look, I'm not looking at their financials. I don't know how much they're making on this or how much they're making on that. But the reality is there are people that are just worth more internally than others. You don't have to like them. I don't like them half the time. You got McAfee, you got Stephen A. Smith making all this money. And a lot of people look at them and say, yeah, if it wasn't for you, Carl Ravitch would still have his job.
Yeah.
But again, that's a decision of a bean counter behind the scenes. Nobody says, oh, what they do? They remodeled Splash Mountain over there at the Magic Kingdom. Well, that's why Carl Ravitch got fired, right?
Right. You're going to point to a bloated salary.
They did the whole thing over there. What was wrong with it?
That might have cost $250 million or whatever. Think about all the money they're spending.
Revamping those rides are cheap?
No. Come on.
We're going to Disney World again. I just got to notice, like, this is shut down. This is shut down just for renovation purposes. Mm-hmm. They're spending tens of millions of dollars, probably billions of dollars.
Every single year you're spending tens of millions.
Renovating all of those properties. But nobody looks at that and says, well, if it wasn't for that, Linda Cohn. Well, okay. It's sad that people lose their jobs. I get it. I don't want to see anybody lose their job. That's wrong. I want to see lots of people lose their job. But, I don't know who the hell I'm trying to be.
In general.
I don't know I'm trying to be.
If we can agree that the person is good and cool, we don't want to see people lose their jobs. It's just how it goes. I did see an old clip of Pat McAfee completely roasting Ryan Clark after Ryan Clark gave the whole specialists aren't real football players, punters and kickers aren't real football players, which, you know, in a vacuum, is a decent take. You know, they don't have to go through the same rigorous things week in, week out. But Pat was laying out the, hey, how many times have you run a football? Have you rushed a football, carried it? Have you thrown a pass in the NFL? Have you scored in the NFL? And he was just, you know, I've checked a whole lot more boxes than you have as a defensive player. But either way.
All right, let's do some good clean emails.
He's a clean boy. Watch your own damn sheets.
Email us good clean boy. @gmail.com. We'll do that coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a bit of a slowdown on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between Cleveland Avenue and 71. And there's a couple minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side from 270 to Bryce Road. This report is sponsored by Allstate. Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate. Why make things harder than they need to be? There's a better way to save time and money. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. It's warm out. You know what that means. Barbecues and swinger gatherings with the neighbors. Look, if you're going to let people in your house and let them use your waterbed, the least you can do is make sure the temperature is comfortable. That's where my friends at Care come in. They sit in the cuck chair and make sure that AC is working in tip-top shape. They won't rest until your home is just right from a climate perspective. They can't do anything about the stained carpet or blood splatter on the walls. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
The Fan, we love summer as much as the next guy. Fun times at the pool, family vacations, all that crap. But as the dog days descend upon us, it only means one thing. Buckeye Football Fall Camp. Join us beginning August 6th. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
It is smooth sailing across central Ohio for the remainder of this week. Clear overnight tonight, down into the middle 50s. On Thursday, dry, sunny, very little smoke in the air, highs in the upper 70s. Friday, we'll do low 80s, dry. On Saturday, a lot of sunshine as well, and middle 80s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The number one pizza expert. And the number four college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
It is a good, clean Wednesday, so send us your emails about literally anything you want. Goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
Maybe we'll even read some of them soon.
We're going to read some in just a minute. I know what I'm going to be doing tonight. I'm going to be planted on the couch. Good night on the telly. So right there at 8 o'clock, an all-new episode of Master Chef at 8. And then don't miss a new episode of Nation's Dumbest. I'm dumb. That's why I can't even say it right there without stuttering. Right there following it at 9, only on Fox 28. So this new game show, we got a bunch of celebs there last week. I didn't even know Elle King, singer-songwriter. She's from Columbus. She spent time in Columbus, grew up around here.
I had no idea.
I did not even realize that. And
how do we spell that?
She's a E-L-L-E King. And she staved off a former presidential candidate, Andrew Yang. You don't want to stay on this show. She graduated and got out of there. So Elle is not the dumbest. She's the smartest of that bunch. You don't want a guy like, or Andrew Yang, he doesn't want to win this show and be the dumbest. He was running for president. We could never picture that, right? So watch a new episode of that tonight. They're going to go through a whole new gambit of physical and mental tests. Maybe Steve-O's still hanging down there. They assign you a different star depending on how you do it the show. It was a lot of fun. It was the first episode last week hosted by comedian Jack Whitehall. Matt Leinart's on the show too. I mentioned Steve-O, Ice-T, Carmen Electra, Anthony Michael Hall, so many more. Episode 2. Don't miss Nation's Dumbest tonight at 9 following an all-new episode of Master Chef at 8 only on Fox 28.
Do you know who L. Kim's father is?
L. King's father?
King. Yeah. L. King.
Is... It's not... No, I don't. No.
Rob Schneider.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Rob Schneider.
She hates him. As you would.
Changed her name.
Yeah.
Or got married or whatever.
I don't know if that was ever her name, if she ever took his name. I don't know. Yeah, Rob Schneider's the
Okay.
Dad.
Anyway. Okay. All right. Yeah. Connection.
Oh, okay.
Well, we've got, what other Columbus celebrities do we have?
We're really going to do this right now.
Beverly D'Angelo. She's Columbus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's all I can think of right now.
I don't want to do this right now.
Then there's you.
Teddy.
Maggie Grace.
Oh, you love Maggie Grace. The way she runs and the way she talks in Taken. She's like 37 years old, but she's playing a 16-year-old girl.
Dad! Dad!
Oh my God, I'm going to die.
Who's the other guy? The guy from How I Met Your Mother. That guy.
The
main guy.
How I Met Your Mother.
Neil Patrick Harris.
No. He's the main guy.
Josh Radnor?
Yeah, he's from here.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think he's from here.
Josh Radnor.
Bow Wow.
Is from Columbus, Ohio. I mean, you got the 21 Pilots. They're probably cooking the best right now as far as celebs go, musicians. They're going to do the show at the Shoe coming up here in October. Going to sell that bad boy out.
I volunteered to do something very stupid.
What do you mean?
I don't know if I can talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay, we're bringing this up.
I'm not going to talk about it until I get clearance to talk about it.
Let me hit an email. I'm coming back to this because we said we'd hit an email, but you can't just say that and that's it. I'm going to start us off with one that good, clean Tyler Danberg gave us. Don't worry, guys. I'm going to get to your emails, but just to sort of start it off. So he gave us a My Good, Clean Afternoon Host.
Yes.
What are some of your all-time favorite sports movie montages?
Oh,
key on the montage. The first thing I think of is Rocky IV.
Rocky IV is essentially a montage.
Yeah,
the whole movie.
Three of them
is a montage.
There's three.
Really, it's like 85 minutes long. There's three separate long montages.
Who does the music for most of those? Is it the same like 80s rock band that does like all? It's like Hearts on Fire. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, Hearts on Fire. That's when he's driving around in the car.
Right. That's when it's the training montage where it cuts back to Drago, who has the steroids and all the computers and the indoor stuff. And he's just lifting his family on a cart and then running to the top of the mountain.
I think that's a new one, isn't it? Or that's I think that's another one earlier in the movie. Anyway.
No. I think it is.
Rocky IV is the answer.
Yeah, Rocky IV for sure. Hearts on Fire. Do you know what I just found out? John Cafferty, that's who does that. I just found out recently, like in the last few years. I've seen Rocky IV lots and lots. It's probably the one I've watched the most of all five movies. I guess, you know, seven movies, however many there are now that they've been doing them, the newer ones, Rocky Balboa. But did you know when he gets to the top of the mountain, he's not just yelling. I thought he was just, I thought he was just screaming. Like, I got to the top of this mountain. It's been a long journey. I'm ready to fight now. He's actually yelling his name. Did you know that? Yeah. I didn't know. I'm like, oh,
does
that's
that change
actually something?
Does that change the movie for you? I mean, he's still just yelling something.
Yeah. Just the fact that I couldn't even tell that he's saying, Drago! Like, he's saying Drago. Like, why he's just cheering, he's shouting his opponent's name.
All right, give me an email from an actual listener.
All right.
As much as I appreciate Dan Berg.
All right, my coffee. No, this one actually is going to require me to go back to my desk. Okay, it says, my coffee table book lovers.
Would you like to touch my monkey?
I'll get back to you here at 4:32, but they ask, could you please ask Timmy to go find the baseball book that he has at his desk, randomly flip to a page, and give us the list. I'll hang up and listen. I'll do that.
What's the baseball book?
The full count. It's like the Sports Illustrated coffee table book. It's just filled with top 10 lists. That's all it is. And
remember the time I took that book and I crossed out the O?
I do. Yeah. Yes. Full count. And
that was funny. What does it say?
It says something very bad.
Crossed out the O.
He's not even married like I am. So here's another one. My guys.
Just remember, it's not a lie if you believe it.
Says, we got the grandparents to watch the kids for a little bit the other day. So what do? We go to the Costco, of course. Finally tried the rotisserie chicken, and it lived up to the hype.
Never had a rotisserie chicken at the Costco.
Good for you. We shared that thing in the car and then debated on where to go to enjoy our few child-free hours.
First of all, that tickles me. The fact that you got a babysitter, right? And so you decide, what should we do, honey?
Right.
Let's go share a bird carcass together in the car. Let's eat that.
Not go to a movie.
No, none of that.
Not go to a fine restaurant. Not go, like, check in at the Super 8 and have hibbity-dibbity.
You're parked in a parking lot. See, when I was a younger man, and I was dating a girl, and I lived at home, and she lived at home, we had nowhere to go for, you know.
Yeah.
Touchy-touchy. So we would go to, like, an abandoned office building's parking lot.
Oh, my God.
And,
that's,
you know,
just sad.
Do what we do. Kids, we were young, right?
What is the weirdest place, though? Would that qualify? Like,
well, the
abandoned
cop,
parking
the time
lot?
The cop knocked on the door.
The cock-a-doodle-doo? Big Sir Spur came up. Ooh, pecked on the window.
What are you guys up to in there? Oh, nothing, officer. Now I just picture the two of them parked in a parking lot, abandoned office building. Cop knocks on the...
It's a lot of chicken grease there.
We're just eating a chicken, officer. No, really, what are you doing? No, I swear, we're just sharing this chicken carcass, and it's so delicious and juicy. We're both gnawing on the neck.
Maybe it's a natural aphrodisiac. I mean, if it's got... your hands get all greasy and oily, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, after all, Kellen Winslow was at the Boston Market.
No, he wasn't. He said he was going to the Boston Market.
Oh, he wasn't in the Boston Market parking
lot? No, he said he was on his way to Boston Market.
That's such a random comment to hit the cop with, right?
And now they're all gone. I miss them.
Yeah, I do miss one. I miss them. We had the location right there on West Broad, not too far from the casino and where that Popeye's location was. That's the last one that I knew of. But yeah, I miss them. They were pretty tasty.
I like their sandwiches. I wouldn't go in to buy rotisserie chicken because you can get a better rotisserie chicken at Costco or Sam's, but they'd make a good, like, rotisserie chicken sandwich and turkey sandwich. It was very good.
We haven't been banging with Boston Markets for a long time. Like, I don't really remember going to them any time in the last, like, 10, 15 years, maybe. I think it was in my early 20s, mid-20s.
No, they had
the last time that I really enjoyed them. And I don't know if I was privy.
Cinnamon apples, too.
Cinnamon apples. They just had good sides, right? The mac and cheese, the mashed potatoes and gravy.
I used to go in sometimes just get sides. I'd get a chicken, at Costco.
Really?
I wouldn't get, yeah.
You'd get the chicken elsewhere.
I'd get the chicken elsewhere, and then I would go in and get a couple sides from Boston Market because I like their sides.
Yeah, I guess that's a good move because they're already hot and ready to eat.
Yeah, they're ready to go.
Because you get the... That's what I think the next move now for Costco and Sam's Club. Here's what I want you guys to do, because you're in the chicken game and you're undercutting the other prices. Like the grocery store chickens are at least $7. You guys are still sticking at $4.99, which is amazing. Good on you. Then have the little bar there where you're doing hot mashed potatoes and gravy, hot mac and cheese. I don't want to get the hot and ready to eat rotisserie chicken and then have to go and get the mac and cheese that I have to bake for 45 minutes.
I understand.
Went to the Boston Market. We just get it
they
all
only
right
have
here.
So much kitchen space back there, though, Timmy. No, seriously.
So much kitchen space.
The rotisserie's easy because it's on a wall. You put the chickens in there. But if we're going to make mac and cheese and keep it hot and fresh and ready to go constantly, you got to have chefs back there constantly making sure things are heated properly.
They do this in like much smaller grocery store type locations. Remember our Kroger that was right there by the old workplace? They had a full menu that they'd throw out there. That was sort of pick whatever you want, it would change.
Oh, we got to take
a break.
Stop it.
10 football fields of Sam's Club.
We're back in 2 minutes for more of the stupidity and more of your emails. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 5-minute delay due to a crash blocking the center lane on northbound 270 on the west outer belt before Roberts Road. Expected to be slow from I-70. And we've got some slowdown on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Witt's Frozen Custard. Columbus, you know it's hot when it's Witt's time. Made fresh daily, their rich, creamy frozen custard is crafted every day for the freshest flavor possible. Cool off, grab your favorite, and get to Witt's Frozen Custard today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hey, how you doing? Your favorite golfer here for Care Heating and Cooling. You know, I spent a lot of my time outside on the golf course, but what you don't know about me is that inside my house, I like it cold, like an igloo. And the only people that can make my house igloo-like are my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. As a matter of fact, as I read this commercial, I look over to my left, and my lovely wife, Barb, is wearing a parka inside right now. It's 95 degrees outside, but she's all bundled up, and we can see our breath indoors, just the way I like it. So if you like your house feeling like an igloo, call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Yeah.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We interrupt Office Ping Pong to bring you an immature radio show. This is Common Man and Timmy.
All right, we have official confirmation from Joe Tardy, and I thought you were wrong, and you were. Hearts on Fire was not the training montage music in Rocky IV.
All right, I'm sorry. So what? Don't tell me.
Actually, I'm wrong.
I'm reading
this wrong.
You are so
stupid. Here's what he said.
I was right.
Here's what he said. No Easy Way Out was used while he was driving. Hearts on Fire was used during the second training montage and again at the very end. In between the first training montage used an instrumental track. Its name, Training Montage, of course.
Training Montage.
That's what they named it on the official score.
Right. No Easy Way Out is when he's like having the dark moment.
Right. So you were right.
He has a black sports car, right, of some kind. I don't know if that's a Ferrari or some other kind of car. That's a good song. I love that scene.
The headlights coming up. You're right. I'm wrong. And I read the text wrong too, so I'm extra stupid.
Before I go on to the other emails, I got this book here. It doesn't need to be too visual because it's just filled with top 10 lists. You tell me when to stop. We'll get a good baseball top 10 list right here. This is a book called Full Count. It's actually a Sports Illustrated for Kids. Good coffee table book, though. You flip through it, read it. Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
All right.
What do we got?
Top 10 announcers.
Oh.
It's perfect. It's a perfect one right there. Number 10, Harry Callis.
Pretty good.
Harry Callis, of course.
Jason Stark.
Longtime Phillies broadcaster.
My guy, John Miller, spent some time with the Baltimore Orioles. I mean, his team.
He's still working for the San Francisco Giants.
With the Giants and Sunday Night Baseball. Great team. Yeah. Him and Joe Morgan.
John Miller, Joe Morgan. Yep. That was, you knew a big time game was on when you heard those voices.
Just an iconic voice. And he was used on a lot of the baseball video games that I played back in the day, too. Kurt Gowdy, number 8. Gowdy gold chains. Number 7, Harry Carey. Number 6,
can I tell you a little thing about Harry Carey?
Tell me.
Harry Carey he started with the Cardinals, then went to the White Sox, then went to the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody thinks about Harry Carey singing the 7th inning stretch at Wrigley Field with the Cubs. But he actually spent more time as a White Sox broadcaster than he did with the Cubs.
You have those Falstaff's read for the beer. It was always good. Number 6 is Bob Uecker. Bob's
just passed away not too long ago.
One of the best. Funny, too. Red Barber, number 5. I'm less familiar with him. It says Barber called games for the Brooklyn Dodgers and later the Yankees. He was honored by the Baseball Hall of Fame in 78. Okay. Number 4, Mel Allen. Yankees play-by-play man back in the day as well. Jack Buck, number 3. Ernie Harwell, 2. He was the Tigers' voice for 42 seasons. Gee, who do you think number 1 is? All-time best baseball announcer.
Vin Scully. Yeah.
Number 1 all-time. All right. My perverts and communists.
Hey, folks, get down. Thank you.
Says the good guys spots a couple weeks ago were making me think about all the cars I've wanted but could never afford. I want you to think back to your high school days. Tell me what was the cool car you wanted but just couldn't have.
I'm ashamed to admit it because my first car was a red Pontiac Grand Am. And it was a very nice car. But it had, you know, there was nothing automatic about it.
Okay.
You know, you roll the windows down.
All right. Yeah, but it's got a good shape to it. Good body.
It was fine.
Did you have the two-door?
Yes, it was two-door.
That's even better.
But the step up from the Grand Am
Grand
was the
Prix.
Pontiac Grand Prix.
Love that Grand Prix.
And I always coveted the Grand Prix. Mm-hmm. And I told myself, I got to tell you, when I make it one day, I'm getting that Grand Prix. You know, now Pontiac's out of business and who the hell wants a Pontiac Grand Prix? But at the time, I was obsessed with getting one of those.
Well, what about the Trans Am, though?
I wanted the Grand Prix.
I wonder, though, like what... Did you like the Trans Am also?
It was nice,
but I wanted
the Grand Prix. I don't know why, but I wanted a silver Grand Prix.
Okay. I thought the Firebird, the Trans Am, those were cool. And then obviously, you know, some of the kids, like their parents would have a Mustang, and then you'd see, you know, kids driving the Mustang to school. That always puts you in another level.
My father bought a Mustang convertible.
Really?
When I was a teenager, and I don't think he ever drove it more than 25 miles an hour, and I think he bought the only Mustang convertible in 1994 that was made with a four-cylinder engine.
You know what? My dad had a four-banger Mustang back in the day as well. It was one of the early 90s models.
It really sucked.
We only had ours for like 1 or 2 years. It was one of the oddest things of our whole entire path. Like, buying a car was a big deal in our family. We went from like the Dodge Lancer to the Toyota Previa minivan. And that Toyota Previa lasted us like the entirety of the 90s up until he got the Subaru Forester after we moved to Utah to get something that was all-wheel drive for the terrain out there.
Remember a cool car that my dad had when I was a kid was an Eagle Talon.
Oh, the Eagle Talon.
It was
Talon.
A manual. Eagle Talon.
I just was Googling the Eagle Talon.
Yeah.
Look at the pictures because I wanted one of those.
Yeah, Dad,
so bad.
We had one of those. I never learned how to drive it because it was a manual and I couldn't drive yet at that point. And I always coveted the Mazda Miata.
Oh, yeah. My parents had a Mazda Miata as well. When they moved out to Utah, that was their other car. They had the Forester and then they bought it's actually a pretty cool Miata. It would have been like around a 2005-ish maybe. And it was like the MX-5 model. Does that ring a bell? Where you kind of, it had like the faux silver bars behind the driver's seat, the passenger seat.
Yeah, like you're really you know, taking that out on the track. I guess you could. Those exactly. Miatas are fun to drive.
Yeah, it was fun to drive. We took a little trip. We drove from northern Utah out to Lake Tahoe, and we took both the cars. And I was driving the Miata for a lot of that trip. That wasn't bad. But the car that I won, I didn't say it. And I can remember this dude named Chris Talley pulling in a brand spanking new, do you remember the late 90s Toyota Celica models? And then they had the GT model or something like that. There was an upgraded model of it. I just thought that revamped body type was slick. He had one that was jet black with tinted windows. And, oh, he was the cock of the walk, and the babes were flocking to him. He had his brand-new Toyota Celica, and he was so cool, and it made me sick. And I'm driving our Toyota Tercel to the school.
What's he doing now? Is he on the radio? Has he got his own show?
No.
No, he doesn't. You do, though, Timmy.
Probably not even married.
And you know what? Maybe he's got a leg up on us.
Good answer.
Give me another one.
All right. Let's see. My GCBs.
Excuse me.
And it says, the phrase, don't have none. That means you do, in fact, have some. You putts. Every damn time I hear a double negative, another one of my dingleberries turns into a cancerous tumor. Also, it's Kroger, Aldi, Meijer, and Walmart. No S unless you put an as in front of it. Which is what you are if you use those words that give me a mother bleeping aneurysm.
I put an S behind all that Mitch. Stuff, except Walmart. Walmart is the Walmart.
Come on, Mitch. Like, that's part of, I think that's an endearing thing about being from the Midwest. I like to put an S behind stuff,
though?
Even though I don't really
Mitch
talk like that.
Is free to judge.
Sure.
Who are we to say that Mitch can't complain? Because you and I love to complain. That's our favorite pastime.
That's true. We love to complain. And if Mitch and I were friends, I would even more so say those store names with the S at the end of them to drive him nuts.
More emails. And people are obsessed with shoes that you wear on the toilet.
Oh, the poop shoes.
We'll talk about that coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should avoid North High Street between 7th Avenue and McMillan Avenue. That's currently closed due to an accident. And you're looking at slower traffic on westbound 270 between Cleveland Avenue and 71 on the North Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by your local Rube Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is your house hotter than sitting on a metal bench at your kids' July baseball tournament? Get out with the old and in with the Rube this summer. Trust the local pros on a high-efficiency AC system from Rube to protect your home plate every time. Find a certified Rube Pro Partner at RubeColumbus.com. RUUD Columbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hey, it's hot outside. Well, if we scheduled to run this at the appropriate time of year, it's hot outside. But you shouldn't have to suffer inside your home. It's where you live, damn it. Your kids. Think about your kids. Maybe you don't have kids. Think about a random kid then. Scratch that. Don't do that. Instead, think about everyone sweating outside. But you're inside napping because you had Care Heating and Cooling come out and give your system the once-over. If there's a problem, they fix it quick and efficiently. What a concept. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Retirement from football hits everyone differently. For Devere Posey and Dane Sanzenbacher, it means sitting around watching sports clips on the internet and arguing about them. Search for Didn't Catch That on YouTube and subscribe.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Their favorite basketball players are Leaky Black and Grady Dick.
That is childish nonsense.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your stupid audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Don't forget name dropping with Jeff Rimmer coming up at 5:30. It was Rimmer's birthday this past week, and I forgot. So I'll wish him a belated birthday.
Did you not even text him?
I did not. It was on Saturday, and I forgot all about it. But good news, I can just trick him because he's stupid and senile, and I can say, yeah, remember when we talked on the phone there Saturday, Rims? Remember I showed up at your house with a big bow on? Yeah.
And nothing else?
Yes, I do. Of course I remember. What do you think I am? Crazy?
You know, I'm just trying to think of Jeff Rimmer and how he's going to be when he does actually go to the nursing home. Is he going to lose?
There now.
Is he going to lose his wits, or is he going to live to be 110 like Flossie Dickey? And he's just looking forward to the next nap. Is that all? Take nap many times as I can. Yep.
By the way, someone just died recently.
What is that? Someone just died recently. Many people.
It was. This is a real obituary. Unfortunately, he just passed away. Where is this from?
Mm-hmm.
He was at the Mayo Clinic. This is Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Eau Claire?
Eau Claire.
Yeah.
Eau
Claire.
And it's written like this, okay? His name was Richard Dick Porn. P-O-R-N was his last name.
What?
But he went by Dick, so he was Dick Porn. Right.
Okay. I thought you were saying his name was like, first name was Richard.
Yes.
His middle name was Dick.
No.
Yeah, I thought it was a three-part.
It says Dick Porn. Richard and then parentheses, Dick Porn.
What if his name was like Dick Porn?
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, that's right. What I thought.
He died July 1st of this year. So oh. I'm looking at his obituary right now. You can plant a tree in his honor. You can send flowers. Spent his youth in Chippewa Falls. Had four children with his lovely wife.
What were his son? What were his kids named? Does it say like survived by so-and-so, well, so-and-so, have, any
yes.
interesting names
Peter,
there?
Peter Porn.
No.
Yes.
Peter Porn.
Jackie
You're
Porn.
You're doing it, Peter. Jackie Porn.
Timmy Porn.
No.
Yes, Tim Porn.
Mikey Porn.
Very weird. He named one of his kids Asian.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Asian Porn.
You happy with yourself? Double.
One of his kids' names Harry as well. Harry.
Yep. Harry Porn.
What do you think, Schlegel?
I like watching dudes.
To each their own.
I love grass.
Instagram is obsessed.
Yeah, with this new thing.
With these new shoes you wear on the toilet. They're $69. They're called SH shoes. I mean, it's the real word, but we can't say it here. And it improves your posture. It puts you into a sort of...
Gets you kind of more...
Scrunchy.
Upright? Or, yeah, what is it?
Well, here's the thing, man.
Certain shoes on.
About 10, 15 years ago, there was this thing called the Squatty Potty. And essentially, it was the exact same apparatus. It was like a stool that you put under your legs. It elevated your feet, and it's supposed to be easier for the poop to flow out of your anus.
Okay, so you're... God, God,
what?
It's just so disgusting when you say
we're
it.
Disgusting beings.
You just said on the radio here in the afternoon, so the poop can flow out of your anus.
I just said Dick Porn.
God dang it. You're sick. The man is sick. So, yes, you want to get your knees up.
And that's supposed to help.
That's the squatty potty, what that was. And so the shoes are basically, what are we, just wearing disco shoes?
That's right. They're huge, like John Travolta platform shoes you wear to take a crap.
We have one of the Bee Gees, like, platform shoes that are right there.
Staying alive, staying alive. Poo, 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 poo. Taking a crap.
You could pop for that on Spotify, too? We should get pop just for... being terrible.
Spewing from the anus.
Give me an email.
It says, okay, we're done with that now. My Galveston's.
Flacco, my Cracko.
We've had a few conversations with our son, who's dealing with a hothead slash bully on his football team. He didn't really know how to proceed since everything is usually within the confines of the team, but it's not allowing him to enjoy it that much, which sucks. He also doesn't want to, you know, look a certain type of way or that he can't deal with trash talking. How would you handle it? Did you guys have any nemesises when you were kids? Well, I'm first of all sorry that he's dealing with that, and those can be touchy situations. I'm thankful and lucky that Jack has not come to us with anything like that. When I've watched their team, they seem like they've all kind of bonded and gotten along, and then the guys that don't play as much, when they get a chance, the starters, they actually
elevate them
and cheer them on.
I didn't have any problems on my teams with that.
Yeah, but that's I totally get where they're coming from.
I had just kids in school.
Yeah.
That would give me a hard time, but
when it's on a team like that, I know what they're saying, because if you try to make it into a big deal, sometimes the writing can be a little bit worse. And I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying that he shouldn't be bummed out by it, because that stinks. But you probably just focus on the friends that you do have. Like, you know, you can still have little cliques within a team. And I'm sure, like, those buddies are going to, like, enrich the situation for you. And you're on a team sport, too.
I'm not listening.
So that's kind of like the place to play.
To a damn word that you're saying.
Mike, this is actually a thoughtful email. Did you just tune it out?
I'm reading the rest of Dick Porn's obituary, and I feel like I need to read it to you all.
I'm sorry to our fine listener who trusted us.
I know.
With a kid situation, I feel bad, and you just toned it out. Hoop shoes and dick porn.
Dick Porn was in the Army National Guard. He was honorably discharged. You got a discharge? Dick Porn. I'm going to have fun with this coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 25-minute delay due to a crash blocking two right lanes if you're on northbound 270 on the west outer belt before Roberts Road. And you're going to hit a 10-minute delay on eastbound 33 from Refugee Road to Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
One man here for Care Heating and Cooling. It's warm out. You know what that means? Barbecues and swinger gatherings with the neighbors. Look, if you're going to let people in your house and let them use your waterbed, the least you can do is make sure the temperature is comfortable. That's where my friends at Care come in. They sit in the cuck chair and make sure that AC is working in tip-top shape. They won't rest until your home is just right from a climate perspective. They can't do anything about the stained carpet or blood splatter on the walls. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Fifth inning in Seattle. The Mariners a 3-2 lead over the Cincinnati Reds. J.J. Bladé is homered for Cincinnati in that game. Cleveland Guardians continue their home set with the Minnesota Twins tonight. Bailey Ober to pitch for the Twins against the Guardians. Slade Ciccone. Cleveland again tied for first place in the AL Central. Boston Red Sox today with a 6-3 win over Baltimore. That ties a franchise record 15th consecutive victory. The Red Sox could set a new mark in the second game of a doubleheader tonight. Meanwhile, the Columbus Clippers lost their matinee game in St. Paul to the Saints today by a score of 9-0. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news. When it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
One watches QVC religiously. The other studies Paige Spiranak's golf swing. This is Manny Timmy.
I'm looking at Dick Porn's obituary. Dick Porn.
It's Richard Porn, folks. No, that's a man's name. Richard Porn passed away.
He went by Dick.
But his name, I'm just saying, that's, yes, Dick is a short nickname for Richard. I had a lot of Uncle Richards that went by Uncle Dick. Mm-hmm. So that's a thing. We know that.
I know that.
Last name is Porn.
Yes.
Last name.
P-O-R-N, and he died in Wisconsin. We should all be so lucky to be Dick Porn. Like, he's the all-American man. I'm going to read you his obituary here.
Okay.
Was born in 1938 to Gaylord Porn and Gertrude Porn.
Did you just... No. No. Gaylord Porn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Teddy?
What if you... Yeah. What's the nickname for Gaylord? Because it can't just be...
Think it would be Lord?
It can't just be that.
GL.
GLP. That's the nickname.
GLP's number one.
Exactly. Yes.
Hope you lose some weight.
Bingo.
He was married to his wife, Carol, for 54 years. She unfortunately passed away in 2016. They were blessed with four children, Jackie, Tim, Peter, Daniel. Dick was a devoted husband and father all his life. Dick was baptized at Holy Ghost Parish, where he was a member until joining St. James, the Greater Catholic Church, when the family moved to Eau Claire. He was a faithful and dedicated parishioner of the church until the time of his death. Started a great work ethic at an early age. Dick was the neighborhood paper boy, and then helped bartend at the family-owned Chippewa Falls Bar, the Mint.
My God.
Rumor has it.
He did it all.
He may have served bartender? The locals at the ripe old age of 12.
Well, I mean, that's...
Young Dick.
Yeah.
To be serving up some booze, some hooch. Hey, Dick, give me some hooch. Dick started his great work... I'm sorry, I read that. Dick's passion for service started with him joining the Army National Guard in 1955 until his honorable discharge.
Mm.
Dick was discharged.
Yes, you said that
before. In 1966.
Yep. We thank him for his service, though.
Active duty at Fort Lewis, Washington from 1961 to 1962. He was very proud of his service to his country. He was a great supporter of local veterans' celebrations and functions. He was a proud member of the American Legion. Of course Dick was in the American Legion.
I mean, he had to be in something. He was either in the American Legion, or he was in the Kiwanis, or the Knights of Columbus.
Well,
he definitely
we're
was
get
in
to
some
that.
Kind of club. I know.
He
I
was
know
in the Knights of Columbus.
He definitely was a man that was in a good club.
Kiwanis? I thought it was Kiwanis.
Kiwanis?
Yeah.
Did I say that wrong?
I think so.
I'm sorry.
Mila Kunis?
Yeah. They always used to do like their own peanuts. I remember that about them.
Did they?
Yeah, like that would be one of their big fundraisers. Wow.
Dick would roast his own nuts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he was in the Kiwanis.
Yeah. At the age of 18 in 1956, Dick started his long and dedicated career as an optician with Benson's Optical.
Very nice.
So if you wanted to see better, you went to Dick. His career spanned 70 years, and he was still working 2 full days a week at the time of his passing.
What's the difference between an optician and then either an optometrist or ophthalmologist?
Ophthalmologist is a...
Like medical doctor?
Medical doctor.
So it's just like levels of what degree you have, but the like optician, is that like a lower grade?
I think they can...
Does it step up?
They fit you for glasses or...
But then they pass you off to maybe an optometrist?
I don't know.
Like a lens crafters? I don't know why I...
Dick had many loyal customers who valued his professionalism, his great skills, his counterside manner. Dick was a great colleague and mentor to many co-workers through the years.
Counterside manner. I've never heard
that term. Well, he worked behind
a
counter.
I know. I just never heard that terminology before. You got the bedside manner.
While living on the West Side, Dick and Carol's home was known as a gathering place for the neighborhood. Dick and Carol even had old-time bowling machines in the basement, which was enjoyed by all.
All right.
Dick would really throw down those pins.
Dick Porn was a well-rounded man.
I'm not even done yet.
Was he rigid? Was he like a tough guy?
It doesn't sound like it. Dick and Carol's house was the host to many gatherings, which included showers, graduations, and birthday parties.
So he's a bit of a softy.
Hey, let's go over to Mr. Porn's house for a shower. Sure, sounds good.
Yeah, that's cool.
Christmas Eve was an important gathering for their family. When the grandkids were very young, Dick and Carol started a great tradition that included for many years having Santa and Mrs. Claus show up and hand out gifts. Hey, Mom and Dad, can I go to Mr. Porn's house? Santa's going to be there. I'm going to call 911, son. No! Mr. Porn's got Santa at his house.
Well, the great thing about going to Dick Porn's house is he had a stack of magazines. He had so many Sports Illustrateds. Like, he had the best magazines, sports mags.
Dick and Carol could be found in the bleachers of their favorite lawn chairs, supporting their kids and grandkids' sporting events, concerts, dance recitals, and piano recitals. They were so very proud of their family. A part of Dick's life was volunteering and serving his community. He was a member of the Knights of Columbus.
Knights of Columbus, that
hurt. Where he volunteered to help park cars at many events. Dick would pull out of those parking spaces pretty fast.
Your voice cracked. You couldn't even get the joke out.
He was a proud member of the local Elks Lodge. This guy did it, man. All, man.
What are
this
all the,
guy?
What lodges are we missing? What do we got? We got he's
we
not
got the
in
American
the
Kiwanis, Legion.
As we know, American Legion, Knights of Columbus, Elks. Do we have a Moose Lodge? Do we need a Moose Lodge in there?
Dick worked steak and fish fries.
Yeah.
At the Elk Lodge. It's where he loved to sing karaoke, was voted member of the year, and where he enjoyed a drink with his many special Elk members. His final act of community service and outreach was being an organ donor. I tell you, man, this guy is the all-American guy. Married 54 years, was in every single club in his community, respected, given people glasses throughout the years, 4 children showing up at their events. I mean, he had a funny name, obviously. His name was Dick Porn, so that's why we're talking about him. But maybe there's a reason why he had that funny name, so that people like you and me can snicker and read his obituary, and maybe it inspires us to live half the life that Dick led.
Yeah, God. If we could just be half a Dick.
I think I am.
A lot of people came in from mental institutions.
When he was
what?
When he was getting, like, the award at the Elks Lodge, did he do, like, the 2 mice fell in a bucket of cream? Did he give that speech?
Oh, man.
Did he have a good speech to give?
I bet he gave a hell of a speech.
Was he in the Rotary Club as well?
Didn't say Rotary Club.
My God.
Go bowling in Dick's basement.
I think the moral of the story is you want to be a Dick.
This guy?
Yeah.
Yes. Think about this guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
First of all, I wish someone
great,
would.
Great man.
The fact that someone wrote a loving obituary like
it's a great,
this.
It's a great obit.
What's my obit's going to say?
I'm going to write it.
Oh, he made fart noises on the radio and childish jokes.
I'm going to mention this conversation, this segment about Dick Porn. Richard Porn.
You know, we should do that one day. We should all take turns writing each other's obituaries. And reading them on the air.
That would be a good idea.
I mean, we don't have to be dead to write an obituary,
no, I mean,
do we?
What's the fun in being dead before someone writes your obit? Wouldn't you want to know what your friends or loved ones had to say about you? Why do we wait for the death?
Are you up for this?
Yeah, I think you guys should write each other's, and that's what we'll do.
Well, no,
that'd be
but,
fantastic.
But you don't want to be involved?
No, I think it should be you two do each other.
I'll do you, you do me.
Yes.
And you're just going to watch in the chair?
Do Simmons.
Yes, I'll be watching over here from this chair.
Now, do you think Dick Porn is a better man overall than Dick Hammer? Do you know how much of a dude he was?
Dick Hammer led more of a public lifestyle. He was the Marlboro man. He was, you know.
USC star.
Right. I mean, he did it all. This guy.
Basketball player for
Dick
the Trojans.
Porn, no one heard of him until today. He just lived in his small town in Wisconsin and probably changed a lot of people's lives for the better. He's Moonlight Graham, for Christ's sake.
The fact, though, that Chisholm, Minnesota, Moonlight Graham. The fact that
if I only got to be a doctor for 5 minutes,
that would have been a tragedy. That's my wish, Rick and Sella. That's my wish. No, but that's you're right. Dick Hammer was a celeb. He was in the Olympics. He was competing in volleyball. He became an actor. He was a big time dude. Sam Darnold's legacy, his grandson out there doing his thing. Sure. Dick Porn, though, that was a great.
It is far. It is gone. Second deck.
It's good. It's good.
No, there's no second to Dick.
There can only be one.
There's only one. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 10-minute delay due to a disabled vehicle that's blocking two right lanes on southbound 71 between Polaris Parkway and 270 on the north side. And there's just a couple-minute holdup if you need to use westbound 670 between 71 and Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Speedway. Your day deserves a bit of spice. And the new Hottest Fire Chicken Sandwich from Speedway is just $4.99. Can you handle the heat? Try it for yourself at Speedway. Valid through 8/25/26. Participating stores only. Visit store for terms. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Hey, it's hot outside. Well, if we scheduled to run this at the appropriate time of year, it's hot outside. But you shouldn't have to suffer inside your home. It's where you live, damn it. Your kids. Think about your kids. Maybe you don't have kids. Think about a random kid then. Scratch that. Don't do that. Instead, think about everyone sweating outside. But you're inside napping because you had Care Heating and Cooling come out and give your system the once-over. If there's a problem, they fix it quick and efficiently. What a concept! Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Morning Juice is now on YouTube, weekday morning starting at 6. If you're a fan of Bobby Carpenter, he's ready to attack and dominate. If you're a fan of Jeff Dunoff, drive directly to a hospital. Seriously. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A tranquil period ahead for central Ohio. Dry overnight. Thursday looks good. Dry, sunny conditions. Very little smoke in the air. High temperatures staying in the upper 70s. On Friday, low 80s. Lots of sun. Saturday, dry and sunny. Middle 80s. Next chance of rain comes in on Sunday afternoon. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
A show you can feel deep down in your plums.
No! That is a bad place to touch. No. No, 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 no.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
I'm going to be watching some telly tonight. Don't miss Nation's Dumbest. It's airing tonight at 9 following an all-new episode of MasterChef at 8 only on Fox 28. What is this new show that just debuted last week? So we got a gaggle of celebrity contestants. We got Carmen Electra, Anthony Michael Hall. We got Ice-T, John Heder, Matt Leiner, Steve-O, Andrew Yang, and others. They're all trying to get off of this show. If you're the last one standing, then you're dumb and you win, but you kind of lose. So there's physical tests, mental tests, things that are fun for us all to play along to. They had like an animal thing. We had to stand on the animal. They're asking different questions about it. You have people saying, oh yeah, like I know this answer. You'd stand on an animal to be completely wrong and you'd look really stupid.
That's a hilarious premise.
All of this stuff. So watch it tonight. Second episode, MasterChef. You know MasterChef. It's like 16 seasons right now with Gordon Ramsay. That's always good. But watch that. Don't miss Nation's Dumbest. Airs tonight at 9 following an all-new episode of MasterChef at 8 only on Fox 28.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to get the David Gabriel George. He is the 5-star running back. He's going to make his announcement. He said 5:30. And a lot of people thinking it's going to be Tennessee, but we'll tell you if that's any different. Don't forget Jeff Rimmer coming up at 5:30 as well. Let me talk to you about a guy who's got some balls, literally.
How many?
Well, I still got two, but took emergency surgery to keep the two.
Could have been just one. And you know what? You can survive with one.
Yeah, I had a guy in high school, Scott Springer. His nickname was One Nut.
Jerry's son?
No.
Yeah, you can still have a fam with just one good nut.
Joshua Carota Grower. Is that how you say his name? Plays for the A's. Says he's his hottest hitter. I should probably know who he is, but I don't. But in the fifth inning of the A's season-opening 5-2 win over the Diamondbacks on Monday, he fouled a ball directly off of his nether region, no cup, crumbling to a heap on home plate as a trainer and manager Mark Kotze tended to him. Unlike most foul ball incidents, the ball did not ricochet off the ground before hitting him in the groin. It was clean contact through and through. He eventually rose to his feet, took a few practice hacks, and completed his at-bat. And he hit a single. All right? So he got a hit. A's play-by-play man Chris Carey, who I believe is Chip Carey's son, had a nice quote. He said on the broadcast, "It looks like he'll come up with no balls and one strike."
I watched the replay of this, and it looks so painful.
Well, then
when
he went
throw
out,
it in slow motion.
He got a hit, all right? And then he went out to play the field the next half of the inning. After that, he was finally replaced. He was rushed to the hospital to have emergency surgery for a ruptured testicle.
So all the while,
he stayed in the game.
It was either already ruptured or it was in its process of rupturing. Maybe like you with your pants earlier in the show, he then got too much of a squeeze when he went back to the dugout and got caught in his compression shorts, and it just completed the rupture or the burst. But it looked so painful when that foul tip ricocheted off and hit him right in the newt.
The 2024 third round pick out of Rutgers is resting comfortably. I don't know how that's possible, per a release from the club. Just 1 month ago, Yankee second baseman Jizz Chisholm.
Yeah, Jazz Chisholm.
What'd I say?
Jizz Chasm.
Found himself in a similar situation, ultimately leaving mid at bat because of how unbearable the pain was. In his case, though, the ball ricocheted off the ground first, perhaps saving him from avoiding major injury.
Did you ever get a good, like, nut shot playing sports?
Yeah, because I didn't wear a cup.
A lot of guys don't wear a cup because you want the freedom of movement.
Right. I felt restricted with the cup.
So you did get a good...
Oh, yeah.
Did you get a line drive? A
couple times.
Did it get more shaft or more...
No.
Of the bees.
The bees.
Yeah.
Shaft.
But everything was okay.
You can deal with a shot to the shaft.
Yeah, I guess
all you have to do, as Eddie Murphy used to say, graze nuts.
Yeah.
Don't even need a direct shot. Just graze nuts.
Yeah.
And you're in for a bad time.
It's just the stomach pain. I took a soccer ball to the nuts in recess once, and it was just, I was out for the rest of the day. I think I threw up later that afternoon just from the pain.
All right, come on. Give me another email. It's Good Clean Wednesday, goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
My guys.
You like the juice, eh?
Did you guys hear the story about Dolph Lundgren? This, we were talking about Rocky IV earlier. He said one time that during his first marriage, his ex-wife would rack up around $60,000 a month in credit card bills. He believes it was because of his infidelities. Like, he wasn't hiding from that. And he thought it almost came across as payments for having affairs. I have affairs, she buys whatever she wants, stays silent type of thing. So the indecent proposal ladder question, if you got $1 million for Leo DiCaprio to have a night with your wife, would you guys? $2 million for creepy Rob Lowe, $3 million for Ike Hilliard.
Poor little Ike.
I'd be happy to have my wife sleep with Ike Hilliard. $4 million for Sidney Poitier.
Dead.
$5 million for Jeff Rimmer. $10 million for Tito. And Reimer will be in the cuck chair.
Oh, I'd sign up for that in a heartbeat. All of those.
Oh, just
no
go
problem.
Straight to Tito?
Oh, yeah. And can I tell you something? For $10 million?
Would you sit in the cuck chair?
For $10 million? I'll sit. I'll give notes. Whatever.
Instructions?
And you know what? For $10 million, Kristen's not going to object.
Yeah.
She'll put the stirrups right on the bed.
You know what I was really...
Let's go, Tito.
I was really upset with Sarah over something. This was back when we were just dating. We were in, you know, in college together. We both worked at a golf course. And, you know how you've got these company outings. And depending on what company it is and, you know, what golf course it was at, they could get pretty out of control and pretty, like, borderline inappropriate. Well, she had this experience, but I wound up being upset with her when I found out about it because where we were with money at the time, the things we could have done, she contends that some dude, probably in his, you know, late 40s or 50s at the time, gave her a proposition to flash the cans for $1,500.
Just flash?
Just flash.
Nothing else? No touching?
Yeah, of course no touching.
Well, I don't know.
That would have, I mean, what is
this? And she didn't do it?
$20? I'll let you kiss him or squeeze him, whatever? No.
Right. She should have said, I want to see money on the table.
Right.
Put money on the table.
And what, like 2 seconds?
And then I'm going to show you my cans.
I found out about that. I'm like, what the? I mean, she was still able to come away. Like, you should have seen what some of the beverage cart girls did with tip money at some of these outings. They'd have, you know, $400, $500, $600 cash after, you know, 7 hours out on the course with these hooligans. But I'm like, you didn't do it. She expected me to be proud of how good and clean. I was like, can we go find this guy? I'd like to say you had a change of heart. Like, sure.
Well, she's in her 40s now. I don't know if...
No, I mean, not. This was like at the time. Yeah, not now. Like,
I was going to say, this.
They're not quite the same cans that they were back then.
But maybe $1,500 to put them away.
I pay you $1 to shut up.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. You want
an email or not?
Go ahead.
My non-cheating bastards.
Nice.
We were talking about all-time great relief pitchers the other day, and Dennis Eckersley came up. Oh, my God, great mustache. And then the subject of the famous affair came up. You know about this? Rick Manning famously began an affair with Dennis's wife, Denise. Was it Dennis and Denise? His wife's name was Denise?
I guess.
Dennis and Denise. Perfect. It led to the front office trading Dennis, and Rick Manning would then marry Denise. What kind of rat bastard does that to his best friend and then even has the ability to go through with marrying and carrying on a relationship after you blew up the marriage? Could you ever do that? No, I mean, no.
Is Rick Manning still married to this woman?
No, I don't think so. But they were married, like, shortly thereafter.
I'll tell you something about Rick Manning.
That's crazy.
Rick Manning's always rubbed me the wrong way.
Is he still with them? He's still on the broadcast?
Yeah, he's still on the broadcast with Matt Underwood. They've been doing it forever.
Doing it forever.
Rick Manning just rubs me the wrong way.
I've never met him. Never come across
just
him.
Kind of a smug guy.
Well, he did steal his best friend's wife and then married her. Dennis Eckersley,
and
I
then
think,
Dennis Eckersley was the best man at his wedding to his ex-wife.
That is bizarre, because I don't think they were just like teammates. I do think they were really good friends.
Speaking of a man who would swing with the best of them, name dropping with Jeff Rimmer coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are a little stop and go and causing a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70. And you're going to hit a 10-minute delay if you're on northbound 315 between Town Street and North Broadway. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hello, Wolfgang here from my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we're in the middle of a super El Nino, and it's causing all kinds of problems in my native Germany with super hot temperatures. When it gets too hot, Wolfgang's undercarriage breaks out into a rash. That's no good for Wolfgang. And then I have to have neighborhood children rub ointment on me in very hard-to-reach places. Make sure your central AC is running in tip-top shape by calling Care Heating and Cooling. If you wait until something actually breaks, you die. Not really, but you die on the inside. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. This accent has taken a crap. Well, you need a company you can trust.
My Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Broadcasting live from Shady Acres Retirement Village. It's Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports, Hamilton Road by the airport.
Rims joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Rims. How are you, buddy?
I couldn't be better. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. We were talking about really the good old days. Back in the 60s and 70s when you were a younger man, and how just times were different back then. Did you ever do any swinging? You and Farrell early in the relationship?
Well, number one, in the 60s, I was still in school. I hadn't met Farrell. She was still a young girl in California, and we have not met by those in the 60s until the mid-70s.
But what I mean is, Farrell is from a well-to-do family in Los Angeles. You've said many times that Harrison Ford was at your wedding.
And, that's pretty
cool. You know, you were friends with Larry King. You were, you know, a local celeb around town. You were bouncing about. You had a certain reputation. Are you telling me in all those years, you two never had a little key party in the basement?
Can we talk sports? Actually, I've got the
can I tell you something? The
note.
More you resist, the more I want to talk about this.
So it'll be a lot easier, Jeff, if you just give a fake answer.
Just, if he lays into it, then he'll just let him finish.
The answer you know, is no.
No. No. Okay. All right. So I want to say, all you had to say was no. It's all you had to say.
I know. Before hockey, though, Rims, the other thing we were talking about, we started off, we read this man's obituary at the top of the 5 o'clock hour, and he had a funny name. That's why we were reading it. But in all honesty, it was a beautifully done obituary. You could tell it was done with care. I wonder, like, have you ever thought of like who you want to write that? Or would you like Mike and I's idea was we were going to write an obituary for each other. So then we can actually hear it and get an idea of what somebody might say. Have you ever thought about that?
The show gets off the rails very early sometimes, and this is one of those times. Anyway, no.
Oh, man.
Is it because you're so close to the end, you don't want to think about it?
No. That's not what I meant.
Take a hike.
All right, come on. You said you had some Blue Jackets news. What's the news?
Well, I just want to explain something. Arbitration is, it's on the schedule tomorrow. Of course, it involved Jet Greaves, who had an outstanding season this year. There seems to be quite a difference between what the Blue Jackets are offering and what Greaves' group is asking. But this is really semantics. And as we speak right now, there are discussions going on to avoid arbitration, which has not been part of the Blue Jackets through their organization in the past. And let me just explain that if it gets to that tomorrow, it's a lot different than what it used to be. It was pretty tough before because the player would actually be involved in the arbitration along with the agent, the Players Association, and the NHL team if, in fact, they were going to arbitration, and a lot of numbers were put up. Analytics, of course, is a big thing in the NHL now, and it certainly was when they sat across from each other at the table and tried to come to a contract. And it got ugly, it got mean, and it was not a good process for the player. So now it's changed a lot, and the players don't have to be involved, and it doesn't get as bitter as it was. But let me assure you that right up until tomorrow, they're talking today, but up until the arbitration hearing, a deal can be done. And right now, both the Blue Jackets and Jet Greaves are looking at a one-year deal. That's not to say that in a contract, a lengthy contract, 2 years, 3 years, multi-year, even longer.
Well, I want to ask you about that.
4 or 5.
Because the Blue Jackets have a similar situation with Elvis. They jumped on him early and they signed him to a long-term deal and it hasn't worked out. Do you think we've seen enough from Jet Greaves at this point. He was very good last year, and he finished off the year before very good. But have you seen enough from him to know that he's going to be your long-term answer?
Well, I don't think you're going to see a long-term deal. I could see a multi-year deal, 2 years or 3 years, and avoid going back to the bargaining table between the two. But your point's well taken. I don't think they're looking for another five-year deal at this point unless the numbers work out for both sides. You're not going to see that. Again, if they do, in fact, go to arbitration tomorrow, it'll be a one-year deal, and they're right back to it again next year. But a long-term deal, and to answer your question, as far as Jedis Greaves, had an outstanding deal. He's a top 10 goaltender in the NHL based on his numbers last year, and I think the Jackets would like, and I'm not speaking for the team, but I wouldn't mind seeing a two- or three-year deal. Nothing much longer, again, unless the mathematics works for both sides.
I don't think I would either. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. Jeff, you've been around so many hockey players through your years and tons of great goaltenders. You think about some of them and some of the really good ones. What is a trait, a common trait you found in a long-term rock steady goaltender?
Consistency. And you see that consistency in a guy that I had the fortune early on in my career to follow. He's a Hall of Famer, and that's Ken Dryden in Montreal. People mm-hmm. don't realize he had a very short period. I think it was 9 years in the NHL. He won 6 Stanley Cups, and you knew what you were getting on a night-to-night basis. And in fact, one Stanley Cup, it was 1979. It was John Davidson facing the Canadians as a member of the New York Rangers. He stood on his head in game one, and they won in Montreal. And a few things are bad when the Buckeyes lose a football game to Michigan. Let me tell you, when that game was lost by Montreal in the first game, who, by the way, won the next four to win the series in 5 games. But you think that, it was the worst possible outcome ever, losing that first game to John Davidson and the New York Rangers. So anyway, that same game, Bunny LaRocque, who was the expected goaltender and number two goaltender, eventually he became, because Dryden took over the number one job that night, because Bunny LaRocque got hit in the head with a Doug Risebrough shot in the warm-up. I was there, and from that point on, Dryden took the number one job, and the other guy was there as the number two, and Bunny LaRocque.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, brought to you by Rimmer's Friends, Buyers Imports by the airport. You want to talk about your friends, Rims?
Oh, you bet I do. Do you know that Buyers Imports Subaru has been a Subaru dealer longer than any other dealer in the entire United States?
I had no idea.
Yeah, they have had a long time practice, and they take great customers of their customers, and their care is exceptional. Right now, fully stacked, great selection of 2026 all new Outbacks. The deal, 1.9% for up to 72 months. And don't forget Buyers Imports service number one. They dare to compare. Talking today, by the way, to the great Kevin King, and we've got some exciting buyers news upcoming here in the coming weeks. You want to stay tuned. But in the meantime, head to Buyers Imports on Hamilton Road, right by the airport.
Do you want to announce what we're going to do in September, or you want to keep that under wraps?
Are you prepared to step up today? I mean, I'm willing to say it.
Yeah, no, I think the deal's done. We both agreed to it. Timmy and I agreed to it. You want us there, so let's plug it.
Well, I'm honored to have the afternoon drive show. Common Man and Timmy will be on site at the arena on September 15th for the launch of the book. And it's getting close. It doesn't get any better than this. In fact, this week, the book is in printing. And then probably the next 10 days to 2 weeks, the book will be available to pre-sale. And I look forward to that. And we are getting awfully close. And yes, I am honored to have you guys right there for the launch. And it'll be a great afternoon right here on 97.1 The Fan, and certainly a great time for me, for sure.
Well done, Jeff, and congratulations. When you think about this project, do you where does this stack up with everything that you've done? I mean, you had, you know, you were lauded when you had your day, you know, when you retired from the Columbus Blue Jackets. I remember you had the T-shirts made. You gave those to us. I still have mine, by the way. You think about everything you accomplished throughout your career, and now this book, is this, does this feel like icing on the cake for you?
Yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to it. And by the way, that's going to be a media event on the 15th, and I'm glad you guys are going to be there. But as well, Byers, and I also will be announcing here very shortly that Byers is going to have a public event a little later on in the week, and we'll have more to say here in the weeks to come on that.
All right, thank you, Rims. We'll talk to you next week.
No name dropping.
We're out of time. You know, if you didn't talk about swinging so much when the segment first started, maybe we'd have some more time.
Well, he mentioned Bunny and John Davidson.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah. Bunny LaRock.
Ken Dryden. Yeah, can you name some goaltenders?
Can you do me a favor? Can you say the word consistency again for me?
Consistency.
So you said it right there. You said consistency before.
Because you guys are talking about sex, so you got me off my game.
He just wasn't consistent with how he was saying.
He wasn't consistent with the consistent.
Yeah, I see.
It's more of a chicken or an egg sort of thing. I got it. Consistency.
Your fault, boys. It's your fault.
It's our fault. I know. Thank you, Rims. We'll talk to you next week.
Consistency.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a 10-minute delay due to a disabled vehicle that's blocking the right lane on southbound 71 on the north side between Polaris Parkway and 270. And we've got slower traffic on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Easton Way and 670. This report is sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. If you have questions about youth or high school sports, Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA builds better athletes and better people through sports. Info at positivecoach.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hey, it's hot outside. Well, if we scheduled to run this at the appropriate time of year, it's hot outside. But you shouldn't have to suffer inside your home. It's where you live, damn it. Your kids. Think about your kids. Maybe you don't have kids. Think about a random kid then. Scratch that. Don't do that. Instead, think about everyone sweating outside. But you're inside napping because you had Care Heating and Cooling come out and give your system the once-over. If there's a problem, they fix it quick and efficiently. What a concept. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
And has a secret radio station. It's called The Fan 2. You can listen to The Bob and Tom Show, Jim Rome, and Buckeye Stuff. Why do they pay me big money to whisper? The Fan 2 is on The Fan's HD2 channel and streaming on The Fan app. You're welcome.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Federal Elite Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is a Beamer. Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common Man Timmy, happy Wednesday to you.
You as well, man. What's going on today?
Nothing. Just hanging.
Nothing exciting?
No, not really.
Had two little kids running around, pooing and peeing all over the place?
Yeah, the little one, 3-month-old, hasn't pooped in like 4 days, so he's getting a little grouchy.
Oh, man, he's saving it up for you.
I feel like you had some kind of fire drill going on like this past weekend.
Oh, I told you guys. Yeah, we, I mean.
Did you talk about that on the air? Well, I can't even remember what you said, but it was crazy. I know that.
You guys are obviously, you know, dads, and I feel like you tell your kids so many times, you know, a million times in a row.
It's annoying.
To listen to you. And like you're just trying to protect them and keep them safe. So, you know, we had a little toddler chair from when William was a baby, and he was like so big by the time that we put him in this chair. It's got like a mirror on it. It's got little like flippy things, you know, sensory activities.
Keeps you stationary just for hanging out.
Yeah. For 8 to 10 minutes at a time.
Right.
Like when you're an infant, you know, transitioning to holding your neck up. Right.
Like, exactly.
It's a big deal when you're a baby, and William never fit in it. Like, we put him in it one time when he was a baby.
He was so big, by the time he could go in it, he couldn't go in it.
He was a broken, like a busted can of biscuits, you know? And so we the chair back out a couple of weeks ago, and obviously he's jealous of everything that we're, like, pulling out of the basement that used to be his, even though
now he has to share it with his brother.
He's got no memory of that being his
right.
And he was trying to sit in this chair, and we told him over and over and over and over again, dude, don't sit in this chair because it's not yours. Like, you were too big for it as a baby. You're way too big for it now as a 50-pound three-year-old.
And the more you tell him this, the more he just wants to go on and do it anyway.
So we went to Cleveland last week, and I ran up to Powell to get our dog, and then I came back. I took a shower. We were going to go out on Friday night. It was going to be, you know, a nice evening out with the family. I'm, like, getting out of the shower, and I just hear Meredith, like, Benjamin's in the other room sleeping, taking a nap, and I just hear Meredith, William! I'm like, oh, my God, what's going on? I thought he spilled something, you know, but, like, we can clean up spills that didn't elicit that kind of reaction from her. So I scamper downstairs, and the first thing I see is her, like, on her knees trying to pry him out of this seat. He has got himself wedged in this toddler seat, and I'm just
trying
there
to prove to you that he could fit in that chair.
And he did. Technically, he did fit into the chair.
There's just no coming out of the chair.
It took us 20 to 25 minutes to peel him out of this chair.
Did, like, you need to get the jaws of life? Or, like, did you have to get a hacksaw?
Well, so, like, Meredith and I are having, like, this conversation while we're trying to pry him out of there. Like, dude, you're stuck. Like, we're going to have to... We tried to, like, lotion up his legs to, like, literally pull him out. That didn't work. And so I'm like, we're going to have to cut the chair. Meredith's yelling at me, like, this chair is a great chair. Like, we shouldn't throw it away. I'm like, it's either that or your three-year-old is going to be stuck in that for the rest of his life.
His legs are purple,
They're
honey.
Purple. Like, and so we cut him out of this chair, and I'm holding him over my shoulders. The chair is like a hard plastic chair. We're cutting around the cloth, like, trying to free him. And we finally get him free. We're both, like, drenched in sweat.
I'm sure he was very calm the entire time.
Screaming, crying. His legs are purple. I'm like, we're going to have to amputate both of them. And, you know, it's perfect time. Like, brother wakes up from a nap, so he's crying in the other room. Like, I can't even deal with you right now. You've done nothing wrong in this situation.
And sounds fantastic.
And so we finally get him out. We're, like, taking a breath, go get his brother. We're both just stunned in silence that he's able to wedge himself into this chair. And he looks at us both deadpan and goes, I don't know why you guys are frustrated at me. He's like, you need to go play in another room, man. You need to get away from us.
And then
us
you said,
right now.
William!
It's classic.
Be gone. We're not going out to dinner. I don't want to. Mm-hmm. Order a pizza. Go get some Chinese food.
I said, actually,
that's it.
We're going to get a babysitter for you. And yeah, we're going to take your brother out to dinner. Yeah. You got to stay here.
What is coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
Guys, coming up tonight, our guy Justin Zwick is in with us. David Gabriel George committed to Tennessee not that long ago. Immediate reaction of that. We will check in with Joshua Perry at 6:30. And then Mick Walker of Letterman Row is going to join us at 6:45.
Buckeye Show, top of the hour, right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
It is a good, clean Wednesday. Been taking the emails. You can always send us a line at goodcleanboy@gmail.com. The three in the P archive dude chimed in, said, my Timmy Hall of Fames. I was on the Twitter machine when I noticed that the hot Instagram catfish noodler, you guys ever heard of that? Heard of her?
No.
Hannah Barron is her name, he says.
She noodles the catfish?
I've heard of it. I may have seen it a time or two. It's like a combination of smut and good, like, clean river fishing. And she noodles the catfish.
Catfishing like the MTV show.
No.
Actual catfishing.
Catfishing. Yeah, she will, like, shove her arm down in a river, and then she will get, like, a 9-pound catfish.
But the reason that people watch this is because she's presumably hot.
She's
right?
Good and hot at it. Yeah. And so he's saying the catfish noodler saw and liked one of my posts last week that mentioned her. How the F? Unless
oh, man.
She has
Did you
an
run
alert.
In the bathroom and block the door?
Unless she has an alert set up for any time someone mentions her. Kind of weird, especially because she is only slightly well-known. Well, I don't know, 3 in the P. She's got 2 million Instagram followers. Do you guys have alerts like that set up? No. Or do you have any semi-famous person that does or know of that? Well, I don't know. But if he's mentioning like a famous sort of Instagram celeb or someone commenting or liking one of your posts, has that ever happened to you guys?
Did he
mention, you noticed that?
He mentioned her in the post, though, right? Or was it just a random post that he had?
Well, it said she saw and liked one of my posts that mentioned her. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah.
So, yeah, she saw it and then put a little heart on it or whatever. That's essentially what you're supposed to do, right? With social media?
Don't ask me. Man.
But she has 2 million followers. She can't do that to every single person that is mentioning her in a tweet. The one thing I do remember...
You ever jump in comments of the hot smut women that you follow?
I know one person who does.
I understand. That's why I'm bringing it up.
you're
beautiful.
Say hi on one of my posts,
hey
and I'll send you some nude pics.
Hi. Maybe change your account name so that we all can't see it.
The one post, Beam and I
remember her.
Beam, you and I, we would always have fun with this, was Richard Lewis, who got more famous here in the last 20 years because of his role on Curb Your Enthusiasm with LD.
Richard Lewis, Ohio State guy.
Richard Lewis was a big Ohio State guy. That's where this comes down to. And I think this was the older guy in Richard Lewis who didn't really know the social media game. His thing would be wearing like the tallest, highest profile Ohio State hat, and he would just snap a pic of him, not a selfie. Someone would take the pic, and it's him holding his diploma. Him holding his degree, and he'd just say something like, you know, tonight the Buckeyes will dine on Wolverine. And Beam and I would always comment on those posts every time those would go up.
Hell yeah, Richard.
And I shot him a message just one time through Instagram because I noticed he followed me.
Richard Lewis followed me
right. on Twitter or something. And I shot him a message, just said something kind, like I was a huge fan. My mom and I loved watching you on Curb Your Enthusiasm and bonded, and I since watched a lot of your stand-up, and he just shot me one message back that didn't quite make sense as a response, but he just said, stay authentic. That was it. And I saw that. I was like, hey, it's great.
Yeah, it's good. It's great.
Look at Richard Lewis. Stay authentic, yeah.
All right, Buckeye Show's next. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a 5-minute delay on westbound 70 on the west side between Central Avenue and 270. And you're going to hit a 10-minute holdup on northbound 71 on the north side between I-70 and Hudson Street. This report is sponsored by your local Root Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is it rude to touch someone else's thermostat? Absolutely. Unless you're a certified Root Pro Partner and fixing a problem system for good. Get out with the old and in with the Root this summer. Upgrade to a high-efficiency Root system at RootColumbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a firm believer in preventative maintenance, and that's why I have a care plan with Care Heating and Cooling. They're frequently giving your system the once-over to prevent problems from even happening. So when it's hot out and your neighbor's pounding on your front door begging for mercy because their AC took a crap, you can stand in the window and laugh and laugh and maybe sip some lemonade and pretend to put on a sweater because it's almost too comfortable in your house. Really rub it in. That's what neighbors are for. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.